man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
This episode of the
K-Guns Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Geist Note.
You ready? We're getting the cue? This is some serious business right here.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
For I am a sinner in the hands of an angry God. Bloody Mary, full of vodka, blessed are you among cocktails. Pray for me now, and at the hour of my death, which I hope is soon. Amen.
And I believe there was some mention of throwing a bone into me?
What are you talking about?
A penis in my vagina. Or wherever. But come on, chop chop, I gotta go start enjoying my immunity.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence. It's one of my satellites. And that's how it's going to be.
Number 272. It is July 24th, 2018, and we are in the den of sin.
I don't know why you handed me this.
What's
30
that,
seconds
sir?
Before Boss, the show.
Tattooing.
I don't know what I'm doing here. This is like a brand new toy you just handed to me and said, oh, we're starting the show. Here's this.
A big black cylindrical object that you put in your mouth.
What is this thing?
The Alabama Thunder Snake.
It is a Cuban cigar, sir.
Put it in your mouth.
For some reason, we're doing the show from a bar where we can still smoke. I thought all this was banned.
Am I doing this right?
Yeah.
It looks right.
You look really good doing it, too.
Amazing.
You look like a pro.
Do I? Like a professional cigar smoker.
Yes,
what
you
kind
do.
What kind of cigar am I smoking right now? What is this?
Alabama Thunder Snake.
Cohiba from Havana, Cuba. I got it when I was down in... Nassau.
Is this legal to have in America?
I don't know. But we break the law all the time, so what does this matter?
No, they left me on the boat. The last time I've had any kind of cigar, there was no more tobacco in it. It was marijuana that was in it. It was called a blunt.
That's the last cigar
you had? That's the last cigar I've had, so I'm not very schooled with the ways of the cigar.
Did you bring any of those tonight?
I do. I'm sure some of these guys right here did.
Well, did we what?
Probably.
What?
Huh? Excuse me, sir. Huh?
No comment.
What? Huh? What?
Who? What?
All of it.
So, yeah, I'm not the professional cigar smoker. So, I'm not gonna lie. I do look like a dick smoker when I'm doing it. Watch this.
Yep, chode.
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 Totally chode.
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 Chode. So, how's your week? Happy Tuesday, by the way.
Happy Tuesday, Matt.
Dustin, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, again. Guys.
Happy Tuesday!
Let's go around the table real quick and introduce all these voices because
we're
going to
jump right
big.
In and let's do shoot it. The shit with them.
Yeah, let's do shoot the shit with
That's
them.
That's what
that
I was telling them. I was like, we have this thing called shoot the shit, but a lot of times organically we just have been involved, especially lately, the bands have been getting involved because they got these hot opinions immediately. They want to
They want to talk about shit.
I want to talk about how to get, you know, what you would do if you died tonight.
Wow.
Good question.
That is a good question. So let's start right here next to me. We're going to go counterclockwise around the table. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell them what you do and
what you would do if you died tonight.
Yeah.
Randall Reynolds, guitar. If I died tonight,
Oh, need to bring...
Fuck, I'd be dead.
What's the name of your band?
The Horrifics.
All right. What would you do tonight? You'd be terrific if you died.
I said I would... I mean, if I died tonight, I'd be dead.
Oh, I thought you said you'd be terrific.
I mean, how much time do I have before
I die?
Like,
we know
die,
we're going to die. Like,
no. Yeah. Well, I don't understand when
are
religious
we just
people come
die
to you and
we're
say...
doing shit.
Like, when you get the knock on the door, people are saying, have you heard the good news? Like, that type thing. Like, I don't understand when they ask that question. What do you? What would you do if you died tonight? I'd take a dirt nap. But I think they're looking for something spiritual. Like, would you go to hell or heaven? Is what
I'd
I think
slap Jesus.
How the hell would I know?
I wouldn't win the lottery. There's a big lottery going on tonight.
Is it? Is it up?
It's huge.
Huge.
$482 million or some
huge.
Shit?
It's magnificent.
Anyway, carry on.
I drop a bionic elbow on Jesus, yeah! Run off the top rope!
Poor Jesus.
Poor Jesus. Do you think you would have a chance of seeing Jesus?
Accidentally.
Let's pretend.
I mean,
that
I saw fucking Kirk Hammett one time, and he wasn't coming out to fucking sign anything, so yeah. I could probably see him. Doesn't mean I'm going to get his autograph.
Does Kirk think he's a deity?
Well,
yeah, Kirk, look at him.
Well, he's in Metallica, right? So
he Kirk's went bald not dead.
And he grew hair back. That's fucking
what'd
deity-like.
You say?
Kirk's not dead.
No, he looks it. His
no,
guitar,
he's not dead.
His guitar playing's
dead. Dead.
It's been dead for about 20
Cliff's
years.
Dead.
After yeah. he left the Exodus, it's been dead.
It should have been
don't
Lars.
Know. You don't like fucking Kirk?
Kirk Hammett?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a, like all the interviews and stuff. He seems like a cool guy and stuff. I'm not a huge Metallica guy anymore. I used to be hardcore, dude. But they really, and I even fought through the Black album. It was when Load and Reload came out. It's just and then
I'm a Cliff Burton fan.
When that DVD came out, when they had the like when James
terrible.
Hetfield slammed the door at the
yeah,
screen.
Yeah, but I like him. And Lars was like, fuck you, James.
That's awesome.
I guess I shouldn't shit on him, but
it would have been awesome if James just turned and said, it should have been you, Lars.
Yeah, but then they never made no fucking money. Lars is the money guy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
James is just a ridiculous hillbilly who gets to play guitar.
Everybody hates Lars because he's a businessman.
No, I like true. Lars.
Oh, I can't stand it. Dude.
Lars would make an awesome pawnbroker.
I hate what... He probably would. He probably
he should.
Would.
Dude, he should
if
start
he ran
pawn
my pawn shop, I wouldn't be worrying about the bills, motherfucker.
Imagine... No shit, because you'd have guitar signed by Lars, or drums signed by Lars.
Whoa. Yeah.
Now, he could sign guitars, too.
Yeah.
It'd just be very weird.
And it would sell. So.
I would just have him yell at people and tell them, fuck you, motherfucker!
Yeah.
That's what he does best.
All right. Mr.
As
bass
we continue
player.
Around the table.
I think he wants to leave.
Oh, I didn't introduce myself.
I think Elliot wants to. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Continue your introduction. You lost it. We got sidetracked with Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Corey. Focus.
All that build up and it was just Corey, vocals.
I'm Elliot, I play bass.
Elliot, if I keep looking at you in weird ways tonight, it's because I'm watching the lap dance happening behind you as this lady is straddling this dude.
Like,
that's
going to
make him very
somebody's...
uncomfortable. You should keep doing
it. Yeah, that's not the first time somebody said that to me.
Or whatever the fuck it is.
Who said that? Yeah. Who made that noise? Who said the chiclet thing or something?
I don't know.
Did you guys dose me?
Yes. Are you feeling sexy?
I don't know.
You're dosed. You're
dosed. It's a cigar, dude.
Yeah, it makes
it's
me feel
cigar.
Sexy, too.
All right, and continuing on.
What's up?
This is Victor.
I'm Victor.
He's the
hit shit.
Yeah.
With sticks.
He fucks shit up.
You hit shit hard?
Hit shit hard all the fucking time.
Hey.
Ask his old lady.
Whoa. And we're 3 minutes into the show, and it's
domestic violence.
And it's already happened.
So, guys, how you been? Everybody good?
Good.
Yeah,
relaxing?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I'm not working. I'm good.
Yeah, I saw y'all pre-gaming a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep,
oh, yeah.
Since like 4.
Y'all got up here at 4?
No, we got up here at 6. We started my house at 4.
Oh, okay.
So, the band is called The Horrifics.
Yes, sir.
They got nominated for a Fort Worth Weekly Award 2018 for punk. They're actually considered horror punk?
I don't know what you consider it.
Slop
that's
rock?
What we get, that's
I think
what
y'all
called.
Are kind of slop rocky, too.
I call it splatter rock.
Yeah,
I like
splatter
that.
Rock. That's cool. Yeah.
Every band I've been in, the guys in Mexico call it borracho.
Oh, yeah.
Just drunk rock. Drunk music.
Drunk rock?
Yeah.
That's all rock, isn't it?
Like every band, they go, oh, Borracho. I'm like, fine with that.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
It should be more weed, but I'm cool with that too.
There's a new band that is coming out called Splatter Target. Have you seen these guys?
Oh. No.
Yeah.
Splatter Target?
Out of Denton.
Sounds cool.
Keep an eye out for these guys.
Cool.
They're it's going to be crazy once
I'll
they get going. Splatter Target.
And look out for Clax. They're awesome.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a three-billy psychobilly band or a three-person psychobilly band out of Austin. They're awesome.
Excellent,
so,
guys.
How you guys been dealing with the heat?
Not
in the shoot the shit, but I wanted to talk about that song.
Obviously,
Gagabomb, but
the way we're dealing with the heat is we came up to Texas Billiards to do the show.
Yeah, to get more dehydrated.
Yeah,
yes. But at least the AC's cranking.
So yesterday I heard that it was 5 days straight that it got over 110 degrees. Or not yesterday, the day before was 5 days.
It's
in the DFW area that it gotten up above 110 degrees.
I was
the first time ever.
Weatherford on Saturday, and it was 113.
What were you doing in Weatherford?
See, that's
Texas.
Did you know that's the record for DFW is 113 degrees? That's the highest that's on record.
Shit.
But then the heat index was like 118
out in the country
there,
or here?
Out there in the country.
It's insane. You know how they say it feels like someone's breathing on you when you go outside? It didn't feel like that. It felt like I was literally, because the wind blew in on like Monday or Sunday, and I was outside, and it actually felt like a heater was blowing on me. Like the wind.
Hot wind.
It was hot wind. It wasn't hot breath. It was hot wind.
665 miles to Texas, 666 to hell.
So I found out that on Sunday, no one was outside. If you drove around the neighborhoods, no one was outside of their house. And I thought it'd be a good idea to go to the movies. I hadn't seen Ant-Man and the Wasp yet.
How was it?
So I was like, I was going to go see it. It
held up?
It's not Marvel's best, but it's still funny. It's still good. Well, it's not a deep story. It's but it's still
be
pretty good.
See, were you
a big, I wasn't a big. See, I liked Solo.
I liked Solo too.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't I wasn't a big first Ant-Man though. I liked it, but I fell asleep every time I watched
it.
Like about halfway through.
I saw it on DVD.
It's right there with the first one.
Yeah.
So as far as the type of movie
Ant-Man
it is,
and Doctor Strange are the best Marvel movies.
Doctor Strange.
See, Doctor Strange. I got 15 minutes in and had to leave.
Really? Why?
Doctor Strange is good.
I had to go pick up my daughters or something.
I didn't know if you shit yourself.
I'm sorry. Not at the movie theater.
Oh, my bad.
Which would have been a great story if I shit myself in the theater.
Well, you know it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I know. I need to get back to it.
So yeah, but if he shits himself at his house, it's not as funny.
Here's my thing.
It isn't.
Here's my thing right now.
Nowhere near as funny.
Marvel movies. Everybody's freaking out because Venom's supposed to be coming out pretty soon, right? They're about to shoot it, right?
Yeah.
My problem is, I think Marvel is falling into this bad habit of
shitty movies?
Of being funny. I remember when Batman, Batman, when it came out and what's his name directed it, that's what Marvel needs to do is
Tim Burton.
Is follow the.
Tim Burton,
the,
or is that you're talking about?
Chris
the one with Christian Bale.
Okay. Yeah.
They need to follow that formula, what DC did then, and go that route with Marvel flicks, especially with Venom. I'm really worried about the Venom movie.
But two of those movies sucked.
I liked all of them, man.
Bane was horrible.
I thought you had to get past this.
And not only that, the Scarecrow took 3 hours to beat in one movie, and then he's like, his ass is whooped in 5 minutes in the beginning of the next movie.
I think my
because
point
he knows
is not,
how to beat him.
But I think my point is not.
It took him forever to figure it out. It's
like up, up, down, down, left,
but
right, left, right, BA select, start.
Yeah, dude, I've been ripping through Contra. It's funny that you bring that up, man. But anyway, it's not that. It's not the plot that I'm talking
about. Like the
grittiness? I'm talking about take out, like Thor, the last Thor, Ragnarok, was fucking almost unwatchable because it was one-liners, one-liner, 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 one-liner. If you're going to make a comedy, make a fucking comedy. Don't make a comic book movie. To me, like, the first Thor was good.
So what about Deadpool?
It's kind of getting on my nerves, man.
Isn't his
character in the comic book, though, is kind of like that. He breaks
life,
he does everything.
Fucking
he breaks the realm. But when the movies, when there's multiple characters in it and stuff, is just getting so over the top that I just fucking fall asleep about 30 minutes in because I'm sick of the one-liners. Make something dramatic. And I think they're going to do it with Venom. I hope they don't do the one-liners left and right. A good case in point, though, of where a happy medium is, is the original episodes that were put out of Star Wars. The ones that, the movies. The episode, was
four,
it
five, and
four
six.
Five, and six.
The ones from the 70s?
New Hope, Empire,
right, the Han Solo stuff.
Jedi.
Keep the humor right around there. Don't try to fucking start chasing comedic, like, making one-liners the whole fucking movie. It just gets on my nerves.
But
that's
there are one-liners in those movies.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Some of the quips.
Which one?
And all three of those, like some of the stuff.
That's
Han
exactly
Solo
what
says.
I'm talking about. It was perfectly laid out.
Perfectly laid
you
out.
You got the gist of Han Solo's character. You got the gist of where he was from and who he was
kissing.
Like and stuff.
So if we're going down this path, did y'all see the trailer for Titans? They're gonna make a Titans movie.
Oh yeah, that's a TV show. I thought that's a movie.
Is it gonna be a movie
and
or
it
is a TV
with
show?
Fuck Batman.
Yeah,
I think it's a show, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I just saw the part about fuck Batman.
Right off the bat, Robin goes fuck Batman. It's pretty.
I don't
I'll
mind
watch
that.
It.
Like, yeah. I don't mind punk rock involved in my. No pun intended. But I don't mind the punk rock.
Hold on. Because punk rock, this Suicide Squad shit.
Man, Suicide Squad was.
That was awful.
Awful.
But
I
hated that movie.
To chill the fuck out. I'm sick of superhero movies.
I'm sick of zombies.
I think I might be leaning more towards what you're saying too. I'm kind of getting done with it too. Like this Aquaman that's coming out is probably going to be more shit.
Well, DC can't get shit right.
They can't.
But I mean,
Warner Brothers.
I love
DC
though.
Can't get it right.
They've completely inundated the market with this fucking nonsense. Find something else.
Yeah.
Why not Sandman or something cool?
So what about
Sandman?
Yeah.
So another trailer that came out at Comic Con was M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dongs.
He's got a new
Glass.
Movie coming out.
He's doing Glass.
I want to watch that.
What's that?
Kind of the sequel to Unbreakable.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Those are going to be his comic book universe. So
yeah.
Yeah. You know, Bruce Willis and
what's
Samuel
your favorite
Jackson.
Shyamalan Ding Dong movie?
What is it? Sixth Sense?
That's
a Village.
That's mine too.
But he kind of took
Village was good too.
The Village is kind of badass. I like
The Village was cool until it's like, everything's just really fucking normal.
Yeah.
I like
that. Yeah.
It's a
the
twists.
Ending. Yeah.
I like Signs.
Signs was good.
Signs was all right.
Until it's like, swing for the fences.
I'll tell you the one that was stupid. The one that was fucking retarded to me was Devil. The one about the
no
the sky.
Shit.
I couldn't stand it.
I love
that
one.
I haven't even heard of that.
It's a sky. It's a sky. Is it an elevator or a skyscraper that's possessed?
I call that.
Oh wait, that was him.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it, but I think I saw like
The Happening.
No, not that. See, The Happening was all right too, except
that's with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh no! I'm gonna confuse. That was horrible.
That was horrible. I called the crap.
You could even now. Okay, the
those fish falling
funny.
From the sky.
The Happening was. Let me tell you why The Happening was good. Because you could tell Mark was so put out with it at points and kind of joking around like this is such horseshit. I'm gonna act like I'm being serious. Like you could almost read him like, I know this is shit, guys, but I got a lot of money doing this.
Yeah, but he's shit.
Well, yeah.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch can suck it.
You didn't like Entourage?
Nope.
You don't like.
No. I don't like Transformers neither.
What's the TV show that he's in? The Wahlburgers. You don't like Wahlburgers?
I've never even seen an episode.
You don't like Ballers?
Wahlburgers. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Or Shooter?
I'm watching. Ballers was all right.
I've never seen none of that.
Shooter was horrible.
I like
horrible.
The one where he's
the
in
movie?
It with the Rock.
Pain how about game. This?
Was that one? The one where he's in the movie with the Rock.
Fear.
That's
Fear.
Good.
Was it Fear?
Yeah.
They're remaking Fear.
Are they really?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be like from the female perspective.
Oh. I wonder if Mark Wahlberg is gonna be in it.
Probably be like a cameo.
He's got to.
So I'm
Rapio.
I'm watching the Shooter TV series.
All this whole I heard about that
on USA. It's pretty good.
Oh, you're watching it?
Yeah, I'm watching it. It's on Netflix.
He's not in it, right?
No, but he's executive producer of it since he was in the movie.
So, I just don't understand why
I read books.
The Shooter movie was horrible, though. I thought
it wasn't bad.
It wasn't as good as the one he did about the Navy SEAL recent. The one that what was it?
The one with Bon Jovi in it? The Navy SEAL movie with Bon Jovi in it?
Was he in it?
Yeah, he was in a movie with fucking...
No, the one where he fell down the mountain. Remember the... Lone Survivor. I thought that was all right.
Lonesome Dove Survivor.
Yeah.
My bad.
It's Richie Marines, and they go out into the Old West.
Okay, so you know what they need to redo? Y'all going to think I'm fucking retarded, but when you get high later on, you're going to be like, that's kind of funny. So, Gilligan's Island.
Oh.
Are you fucking serious?
Why?
They don't need to redo anything.
They don't,
They've been redoing shit for like 20 fucking years now.
Gilligan's Island.
No, they don't need to redo it.
Yes.
Isn't that what Survivor is?
Yeah. Survivor is like Gilligan's Island Extreme.
You're right.
That'd be a reality show to be on TV now.
Yeah.
So, I've been up in Denton lately.
Yuck.
Yeah, well,
no.
My job, great. My job requires
it. At least after all the hippies wake up.
So, you got in the show notes you want to pay tribute to, like, to the Abbey?
Well, hold on. We're skipping over something badass we did on Friday night.
Oh yeah. Shit.
Right, we went to a badass show on Friday night.
What show?
We went and saw Neurosis.
Oh,
and nice. Conserve.
I do like Neurosis.
Neurosis is good.
Birds in a Row, and it was a badass show.
No shit. The first Neurosis album I ever got, Erie Vaughan gave it to me.
What album was it?
Like Silver and Blood, is that with it?
Like Silver and Blood. Yeah. That was, man,
I liked them when they got like real, what the fuck's the word, like doomy and ambient.
Yeah.
Because they used to be way different
real
in the
punk.
Beginning.
Well, they were punk.
And they re-released their very first album.
They're good. Were they cool live?
A couple of months ago.
Fuck yeah.
And it was really punk good as hell.
Oh, wow, yeah. Was it? I mean,
was Doom.
I haven't listened to a record
like
of theirs
ISIS?
Since...
Yeah, they got some ISIS.
The Eye of Every Storm was the last album.
I thought it was Members of ISIS, but it was from Neurosis.
Yeah, Neurosis was... They were badass, and they were... I would say ISIS is even more doom and atmospheric than Neurosis is now.
But don't they share members, or am I totally wrong on that?
Oh, that's a good question.
I thought they shared members, but...
I don't know. I think they're Sleep.
I like both of them. Sleep's
you're thinking awesome. Members of Sleeper and Neurosis.
That album, Bethlehem?
And Mutoid of Man, and there's a bunch... They're involved in a lot of bands. I don't think any of them are involved in ISIS right now.
Have you heard
because
the
ISIS
album?
Is a terrorist organization.
Yeah, they kind of hung it up once.
I thought that was
terrorism.
And they're done.
Started.
But yeah, anyway, done. There's a lot of... I'll say this. Neurosis influenced ISIS for death.
Yeah.
It used to be Neurosis was like an evil sounding version.
Yeah.
Well, and ISIS was a little
more
less
trippy, toolish sound. Yeah.
Neurosis is probably the inspiration for almost all modern doom.
Yeah, I did a write-up about this show, and I'll say this. If Neurosis influenced, I don't know how you guys feel about Mastodon.
Oh,
they influenced
yeah.
Tool. They influenced ISIS. They influenced...
Yeah,
they influenced
Tool.
Well, yeah, but still.
Neurosis
was the original band that took you to these weird places and had these weird interludes and stuff and sang about...
They would have started that around the time, right around the same time as
Tool
began.
Yeah, I thought
Tool
would have been...
Neurosis
awesome.
Started in 85.
No, they didn't sound like this until
that was like
the
87.
90s,
yeah, you're right.
Through Silver
right.
and Blood is where they started
going.
Yeah,
Silver and Blood. And when did that come out? Let's see.
Jeez,
when that came out.
Right around, right around the 90s.
I want to say early, but I don't know for sure.
They started getting doomy. All the players in Neurosis have been and are involved with doom metal and sludge.
Well, even like
the forefathers.
You like Electric Wizard?
Times of Grace.
They're awesome.
Still more hardcore and less like A Sun That Never Sets. They just went straight. No more.
You
no
like
more
Orange
fast
Goblin?
Songs. Everything's atmospheric.
So Through Silver and Blood was 96.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And Enemy of the Sun was 93.
I didn't have that one.
They
that's
got
cool.
doomy
heard,
before. They
I've heard
they
that.
They did.
They re-released Pain of Mind a couple
of
weeks
they
ago.
They would do like a song or two. I remember here and there, but most of the time they sounded totally different.
What about the New Immortal?
I heard,
at the beginning, and like in the 80s, they were real punky and stuff. And
I didn't
closer
they
got
they
to
that
the,
damn old, though. That's
but
cool.
The closer they got to the 90s, though, they switched. They started.
Yeah.
Because remember, they just put some stuff out from the punk.
Yeah, there's Pain of Mind. Pain of Mind. They reissued. But I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say the winner of the night was Converge.
You guys like Converge?
I don't know who the fuck Converge is.
They're a hardcore band.
I know the name.
You know,
I know who Converge is.
I figured he would.
I don't care for him. They're,
you can get the fuck up off this table right now.
I'm a grindcore kid, and so Converge, they come with the territory, but I've never gotten into them.
I've heard that before too. But the thing is about
they're a little
Converge
happy for grindcore.
The same thing can be said about Converge as Neurosis. They're kind of the forefathers of metalcore and hardcore music. Like they're out there and they're all like All Pigs Must Die.
Oh hell yeah!
They like
that's a
members
Charles,
of them.
I love those guys.
Like they're intertwined with that whole hardcore scene. And the thing that was really cool was that whole show was to me was cool from the get go.
Birds in a Row was awesome.
Birds
for a French
band?
Yeah,
for a French band. And the thing that impressed me about Birds in Row was that they came here and they had a positive message. But the dude he's in a foreign country, stops down his set and makes sure you understand, hey, this is what I'm talking about here, man. You guys want to hang out or stuff? And it's kind of broken English, right. But that's pretty ballsy to come to Texas, the great state of Texas, and then come down here and start popping off. Hey, man, shit's fucked up. This song's about this.
That's cool.
And da da da. If you want to come down here and talk to me, true.
Well, and we had to tell him that
you do realize
we still Corey, call
that
him Freedom
Trump is still alive, right?
But it was
like
a great
Damian
night
Marley?
Of music.
It was a great night of music.
Man, I had Marley. A really good time at that show. It was.
What did you think the highlight was?
Converge going fucking nuts. Yeah.
What part of the Converge set was your favorite part?
Because
mine, I bet it's not going to be the same as yours, but it's funny.
All of it when I was sitting right underneath the stage taking photos and was like,
well,
holy shit.
I like when...
I'm going to die.
His name escapes me. The bass player, Nate Newton.
Nate Newton.
When Nate Newton takes his bass off...
And throws it on the ground?
You guys play this.
Yeah,
I'm just going to watch this for a little bit. I love when bands do stupid shit like that.
Here, take my instrument for a little bit and you guys play
it. Yeah, I love that. Because you know your instrument, you've given zero fucks. I know, it does. That's why I love it. Because for us to do that, we'd be worried sick. We'd be like, oh, there's my fucking goddamn new music band bass that I just fucking bought. What the fuck are you? But those guys, they're like, fuck it. You know what? If you fuck it up, you fuck it up. I just like it. I like it when bands do that.
I'm trying to see when they fired up. 1990s when they said they got started. When Jacob sings, he doesn't have a... He doesn't have a wireless microphone. He's got a 50-foot mic cord that runs all over the stage with him.
Sweet.
And at one point, it fell into the photo pit. And I'm down there taking pictures, and I was like, I was scared to move because his cord, he's running back and forth, and his cord's going like this in front of me. And I'm like, I do not want to be tangled up in this and cause a huge scene in the middle of this show.
Yeah. You know what I like, too, is he does most of the artwork for Converge.
Yes.
But it wasn't a Bannon, like, it wasn't like his art show type thing, you know what I mean? It wasn't a bunch of, hey, look at my art, too, type thing, you know what I mean?
And Kurt's a badass, too.
Yeah. Well, he's freaking guitar producer of metalcore and hardcore. Like, he's the one to go to. If you have a band, even grindcore. If you're into grindcore and you want to record an album, you go to God City and record. So
his business card is a distortion pedal.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's the schematic for a distortion pedal. And he says in there you can either go to their website and they'll send you all the parts for it and you can solder it straight to his business card.
Oh, shit.
Or just copy that into another breadboard and go nuts. But
wow,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
His business card is a breadboard for a distortion pedal.
Dang.
That's cool.
Yeah, so, cool.
Y'all heard the new Immortal album?
I have not.
I have not listened to it yet.
So we're at Texas Billiards. I don't know if we mentioned that.
Yeah, boy. 817.
Liquor in the front.
Poker in the rear.
Poker in the rear.
And where poker. We recorded our album? That album was recorded there.
Oh, yeah?
Crystal Clear Sound in Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
Nice. Al Jurgensen, he OD'd the goddamn vocal booth doing
at
backing
Crystal?
Vocal. Yes, sir.
Why didn't you do that?
I did. That was like an Ecto 1 in Erie Lane.
Corey's heroin days are over.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, he's decided to follow Jesus. Did you hear him?
You saw earlier? What it did to Demi Lovato, and we're like,
dude, you know, I heard about that.
I don't
today.
Know who that is.
I didn't either until Auric moved in with us.
Yeah.
And now Demi Lovato's huge.
Is he a,
he's a
huge
she's a,
Demi
she's
Lovato
one of the,
fan still?
Yeah. She's a,
she a
one of
the,
she's kind of like a. Britney Spears comes from the
Disney Channel. Kid.
Yeah,
my kid used to.
MK Ultra. Yeah.
She was on
except
some
she's a little bit
show,
more. She's a little more recent than Britney Spears
Princess
and stuff.
Programming.
But apparently, she OD'd today.
Sweet.
So, love and thoughts and prayers go out to you, Demi.
They hit her with Narcan.
My God does not listen to my prayers. Carl,
Narcan's supposed to be the shit.
How many people in Texas Billiards around here do you think have had Narcan?
All right.
How many of these people have?
What?
All of them.
There's at least, 60, 70 people in here? I'd
I
say
think that's the drug that saves
third
your life
of them?
When you're OD.
Should I ask?
Heroin.
It's what?
It's the drug that, saves just, your life when you're OD.
Yeah, it's like the it's kind of, it's the same effect as Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Except it's,
hey, right over your shoulder
like Benadryl
is a nice
on crack. Like, it's steroid Benadryl
what
is what it is.
Renabil's cool.
It's like, it's supposed to reverse the effects of opiates. Basically.
But
it
doesn't reverse
does.
The time flow.
I think by the time they give it to you, you're like out and don't even. You just wake up and you're like, what the fuck just happened?
So you don't get to meet the serpent being.
And a
you
coma and did. Shit.
If I remember correctly, my guitarist has used it. We won't use his name.
Did he meet the serpent being?
But he has used Narcan on some people in his job, in his profession.
Oh, yeah. I bet they do it daily.
Down there? Probably. Yeah.
You could say Peter's name. You know.
I didn't know if he wanted it to be known that he's a...
That he's...
He's nurse. Just distributing Narcan everywhere.
That he's saving lives.
Yeah, that he's saving lives. I don't know.
I don't
if he
think
wants,
he's a drug dealer.
I don't know
I
if he wants
nurse.
To be wants everyone to know that he's a hero.
Talking about Batman, and then you can't say Peter, the real hero.
Yeah. So, did you see that fire out in Azle too yesterday?
Yeah, it's the old.
Looked like a bomb went off.
That shitty place that.
Azle.
Yeah, the whole city. I was hoping the whole city would burn. Once again, goes with my whole idea.
Carpet bomb,
everything on 199 from the Lake Worth Bridge through Springtown.
Yes, sir.
Just
I agree.
Take it all out. Are any of y'all from Azle?
We'll raise it to the ground.
No,
and start
no.
Over.
You might hit some relatives, but it's okay.
So
I did a chick from Rome. Is that out that direction?
Well,
oh, my bad.
No.
You're on the other side of the lake. You're,
that's
you're
east, I think.
Here. Yeah.
So, hey, this just in, this just in, breaking news at Texas Billiards. Brittany just fired a chick.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, who'd she fire?
Was she hot?
Broken
glass.
Know.
Chick with the butt cheeks? Or
I don't know if we've ever had a waitress get fired during our show up here.
Are we going to get to watch her storm out? Is she clearing out her desk?
I don't know.
Is she going to carry a box out with
all her
belongings?
I think it's
already
taking place. Like, all the dirty business, I think,
so.
Happened, so...
It.
But still, it's cool.
Maybe she'll scream and flip her off on the way out or something.
Yeah, cause a scene.
Yeah, or she'll
I
come
like
in
scenes.
And shoot.
I do too.
What if she shoots the place up? We're here during the show.
That's okay.
She better have silver bullets.
So guys, this weekend ended in a massive bummer on Sunday when I woke up.
Yeah.
What, the waking up part?
That's I woke up on Sunday. That was a massive bummer. Two, the Abbey Underground is closing up in
Denver.
Really?
I thought it was already closed. My bad.
No, the Abbey Inn is closed, the restaurant up above. But
now the bar is closing.
Now the bar.
You remember the Flying Tomato?
Club. Yeah.
Oh, I love that place. That place was
that's
shit.
That's a mixed-use building now.
You know what I noticed
completely
when I was a kid?
Is
that those rich college kids would leave their pitchers of beer half drunk.
And you'd go drink them.
You fucking A, you would.
Yeah. I wasn't a rich college kid, but
man.
I went there.
Couldn't afford that beer.
You weren't ashamed of it.
Huh?
You weren't ashamed of it?
No, I was on financial aid, though. I wasn't one of the rich kids getting it paid for, so you stole my beer.
Yeah, I did, sir.
You probably left it.
And I was a fighting man. No, actually, I didn't.
We also played
I was actually there with Corey
with the chainsaw.
Doing the same thing.
What was it called?
Which one?
There was a lesbian bar that had a chainsaw in the fucking title.
Man.
We played there on my birthday.
Do you remember the Argo?
It was like Chainsaw Sally's or some shit.
Well, you remember the Boiler Room?
Oh, yeah.
That's what Abbey Underground used
what
to be.
What about Cool Beans? Cool Beans is the shit.
It's still there.
Yeah cool. But now they got
but
that big-ass fucking parking lot.
And Lucky Louie's still there, and there's a couple other places. The thing that's really crazy is Andy's been bought by the same person that owns LSA. Like, that whole square is owned by pretty much one dude up there right now.
One douche?
Yeah. But he's
remember
a rich
J&J's
douche.
JJ's bar or whatever on the fucking square. That
yeah, it's gone.
Pizza. Oh, it's gone?
No. Oh, no. JJ's Pizza's there.
Okay.
And yeah, JJ's Underground.
Their basement.
Or JJ's
or
basement.
Or my old band did.
Yeah. I don't know. JJ's basement.
They fucking
never been there.
In the pizza. Dude.
Never heard of it.
Like, too, these days. They don't give you as much free pizza as they used to.
That's fucking
JJ's
bullshit.
They only
there.
Gave you one per band. And
the,
then, like,
we got thrown out because one of our fans puked.
Oh, yeah, damn.
Why did y'all get thrown out? Because they did the dirty work.
Because
this was
enormous.
This was bad.
He's enormous. Like, if he takes a dump in your toilet, you can bet your ass it's going to overflow. He's big.
I went in there with somebody that worked there. The pile of vomit was only about 3 inches in diameter, but you could smell it in the fucking hallway.
Yeah.
Whoever got to the door.
It's not good for selling calzones.
This was bad.
Is the dude part buzzard?
Like,
dude, I saw a buzzard on my street the other day eating a fucking dead cat. I was like, fuck yeah. 9 a.m. on the way to work. I was like, it's going to be a good day.
Roadkill, man.
All right, so back to the Abbey closing. They're going to close the end of August. There will be two big shows that I know of there. August 17th.
Hellified Funk Crew? Are they playing?
No.
At
the Spectacle.
What about Pimpadelic?
The Spectacle will be there with Monogamizer and someone else.
Def Leppard?
That's on the 17th, but on the 24th is Shaolin Death Squad playing the official funeral for the Abbey.
That's kind of like Hellfire Funk Crew of Pimpadelic.
No, not really.
In my head, it's exactly the same.
Yeah, they're nowhere near, anywhere near. That's like saying you guys should be lumped together with Demi Lovato.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Exactly.
I'd love to be
Demi Lovato
though.
Is dead?
No.
Fahishi.
Y'all want to update on her, though?
Yes,
no.
Please.
I wouldn't be surprised. The second massive bummer from Sunday is that Huffer is calling it quits, which
they
we were privy to this a few days before. But they are playing two more shows, and I think theirs are August 4th and August 17th.
Yes.
At Mass, I think those are their last shows.
Yeah. I didn't expect that to go that direction.
And then the biggest bummer of all is that original bass player for House Harkonnen, Chris Patterson, passed away.
Oh, shit. No way.
On Sunday.
That's awful.
Yeah, this is a bummer.
On Friday, I guess he had gone in for an operation for an abscess on his appendix.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh,
and it had gone septic.
That's terrible.
And
my stepdad actually just survived that same shit a few months ago.
The worst part,
like,
the
fucked for three
man,
months.
Man, I tell you, the part I'm that's the hardest is the all the pictures of him and his daughters killing me.
He's got multiple
brutal.
Children.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I know he has at least one daughter because I've seen a lot of the pictures that people are posting and stuff him with his daughter, and it's. I've never heard a bad. That was. Remember the first time we saw them, he was playing bass.
Yeah, he was with them.
And
he comes out to shows
cool.
every once in a while.
Yeah,
he's super nice.
He's probably cool. He's one of those dudes that's involved in local music that you never heard a bad thing about. Like, there was always good times that revolved around him. I didn't personally know him like a lot of the bands that we're friends with and stuff, but just knowing and watching him with HK and knowing what HK's done for the local music scene and stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It was a bad one. It was a cool dude to lose him.
Well, if he lived a life worth remembering, he'll be remembered for
always. And he definitely did. He definitely did. And I feel for you guys, for Doty and all the whole that whole Terrell group and all those guys around HK and Duel. And like,
it just sucks when someone
Alex,
is a really, really good dude.
Yeah.
It's just gone like that.
Yeah, all joking aside, our hearts go out to you guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's fucking a terrible thing. And we're thinking about all you guys. And we're thinking about his family and stuff. It's just terrible.
They do have a GoFundMe. It was set up at first to help with the operation expenses, but now it's set up for his daughter.
That's good.
And it was doing really good the other day when I looked. I don't know what it's up to now, but yeah, all proceeds for the GoFundMe go straight to his daughter.
Have you seen what Alex has been doing too on social media and stuff?
All
his videos and stuff.
All the videos and stuff.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, like, that Skillman Street video is freaking hilarious. So funny.
Yeah, your guitar player was featured in one of the videos.
Oh yeah, he was, wasn't he? I forgot about that.
So man, yeah, let's get past the nasty stuff. For now, let's talk about this rock and roll band that's hanging out with us, or splatter rock, or what was the other one that I said? Horror punk.
Horror punk.
So what do you guys been up to? Y'all got something going on that we have in our hand.
We released the new EP.
That you did.
Yes, sir.
Spirit Box.
Songs.
Yep.
Spirit Box. Tell us about this. What'd y'all do? Where'd y'all go?
This is not a Halloween shop that's opening up around October, like in October that we can go visit.
Nope.
The Spirit Box, like if you watch ghost hunting shows, is the thing they use to speak to the undead. They turn it on so they can speak to the spirits and the ghosts.
Y'all own one of these?
No.
Yeah, of course.
No.
No, you
I don't.
Do. Yes. Do you have one, Corey?
No, yes.
No, yes.
No, yes.
Plug it in.
Answer.
Let's see how many spirits are in.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
Billiards.
If y'all have one on you, we can run around Texas Billiards. Will it work? I'm sure
does
every spirit that's in
spirits?
Here is just.
Whore. Probably. There's dead whores in the room, of course.
That's for the stockyard.
Yeah, exactly.
So y'all did this at Crystal Clear.
Crystal Clear in Dallas, Texas.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's a 6-track EP. Y'all spit it all out at once. Y'all play it live.
We did the entire thing in 8.5 hours.
Good God.
The whole fucking thing.
Scratch track took from 2 hours. 10. I took an hour. He took an hour. And then it was about an hour and a half mix.
Yep.
We do the whole thing live. We take the good live tracks out of the rhythm section. Then we layer the rest.
Yep.
The same thing that like Metallica good did shit. On fucking Garage Days, the original one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you get that fucking cool feeling like you're at a show, but it still sounds good. Doesn't sound like a shitty ass live recording.
So, real quick, give us a brief history on the Horrifics, because you guys have this monster's been around for a while.
2005.
2005 was the.
Yeah, it was like 13 years of terror.
Now the original. Randall, you played in the original Horrifics? Or
yes.
Me and Randall are original founders. Yes, okay. sir.
And then where'd you pick these guys up at?
These guys used to play in a band called The Initiative that we always jammed with. So what happened was the last lineup, our rhythm section were brothers. Their mother passed. And when their mother passed, that they went through shit. You know what I mean? Like anybody would.
Yeah, totally.
So we broke. We broke up. We waited to see what happened. They didn't end up wanting to do it again, so we tried with other people. It never clicked until we got these guys. And so now we're back at it.
And y'all got just sucked right into this.
How long were you? They're not that smart. How long were you bringing guys in and jamming with?
We played with maybe only two other people in between. And then when we got this lineup back together, we played with a couple people that we were going to be a five-piece at first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we just, slowly but surely, people got DWIs and couldn't be in bars. True story. And so now we're a four-piece.
Victor got drafted in, and then he, like, pulled me in.
Yeah.
And I've already switched instruments, like, three times.
And some of our new songs are reworked versions of Initiative song, given the Horrific treatment.
Yep.
Because, Randall, I remember you played bass, right?
I played bass, guitar, skin flute.
I played bass.
Trouser trumpet.
All of the above.
Then I played guitar. Then I played bass for just a second when we first got back together.
Then a backup
then
dancer.
It always happens.
Okay, and so how long have y'all been in with the band?
I think I joined in 2015.
Sounds right.
Probably.
I'll go with that.
Yeah. And then...
a year later, it's like a couple of years for me, I think.
Like maybe middle of 2016, 2017.
Something like that, yeah.
I think it's a little over 2 years for you and three-ish years for you.
We like Vic better than Elliot, but it was a package deal.
Oh, well. Yeah.
So, in total, there's four Horrific... recording albums?
We've got one full length and two EPs before this EP, and we're about to put out a new full length.
Nice.
Majestic Desolation.
Are y'all doing it out at Crystal Clear also?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like to work with Kent because he's worked with me in all the Erie Lane recordings, all the Ecto One recordings, all the Horrifics recordings, so he knows how to really put us together fast. Like, Kent 8.5 hours sounds amazing. That's not us. That's Kent.
Yeah.
If Kent didn't know what to fucking do with us, we could have done it in 8.5 hours. He's the guy who makes that happen.
I really like the whole trend now of instead of tracking every single instrument on their own, a lot of the main rhythm is being done live and all at once.
I like that. Yes, sir, I agree.
Well, it's really, from what I always heard, it was an old school way to do it. You get the bass and drums at once.
It's a more...
And then you see where everything else is at. Usually we...
Analog way of doing things.
Yeah. We do a scratch with them. If it's good enough, my scratch becomes my first track and vice versa. We just...
But I'm so old, the original recordings I did were analog.
Yeah.
The first shit we put out was cassettes in Erie Lane.
Yeah. First shit
CDs were so expensive, it was cassettes.
Yep. First shit I recorded was the 2-inch.
Hell yeah.
Straight to 2-inch. Digital involved.
I think there's still a Steadfast 2-inch floating around somewhere.
He's
I want to hear y'all's new band.
Oh, Drag the Ocean?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear it, too.
Yeah, I would, too.
I
think they've all joined a cover band called the I Can Hear Tones.
Yeah.
That's
instead of the
good.
Deaf Tones, the I Can Hear
we'll
Tones.
We'll see what happens in Halloween.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens. Well, we don't know.
Halloween's always the proving day.
Yeah.
So, were any of your guitar tracks good enough to keep, or did you end up overdubbing them all?
And they're still in the fucking album.
Actually, my scratch is my bass rhythm. I think we kept most of those. And then I knew I didn't have much time, so I just kind of zoned out and did it all as fast as I fucking could.
And it sounds awesome.
Thank you.
Always.
But I mean, yeah, if I could go back, of course, I'd re-record every fucking note. I mean, but that's what you do, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I don't decide when it's good enough. They do, or whoever is recording it does.
Yeah. So if we're not making fun of him...
That's what I need.
A whole lot? It's good enough.
I need someone else to decide that it's good enough or not.
I do.
Yeah.
I'll just keep working on it.
I'm a perfectionist, and I will keep doing it.
But that's being an artist.
Yeah, that's true, too.
But you're not a perfectionist, you're not worried about what the state of your soul is when you're an artist.
I need someone to go, okay, it sounds good enough, or it sounds perfect, we're done. Because to me, nothing will ever
happen. You don't got a lady?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, she should tell you that shit.
Yeah, take Jennifer to the studio.
Yeah.
As of not, dude. That's just like track after track after track after track after track.
Yeah, we...
Can we go?
Yeah.
Can we go now?
Oh, is that kind of shit?
She'll sit in the Kindle and go, yeah, that was good. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
There you go.
Well, then maybe don't listen to her. She got any friends?
How much longer are we going to be here?
She does super support all the bands I'm in.
Awesome.
It's just...
Oh, yeah. I've noticed, too, if you...
And I'm just kidding. I'm not fucking talking.
She doesn't sometimes like you'll... metal, but she'll come out and see the shows and hang out.
Yeah, cool. But still.
Amor.
Take her to the studio with you.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Let her produce. Fuck it. Give her producer credits.
I need to teach her how to run the rig, and she can just, here. Yeah.
You don't got to do shit.
Yeah, I don't do anything. I'll just plug in and go.
Yeah.
Hey, you think your lady would play bass in our band?
I can ask her.
Fucking A.
You gotta fight this lady for it.
You just lost your job.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'll be back.
Okay.
So this is the... How many releases do you guys have now?
Four.
Four releases?
Established four.
No.
We said this 10 minutes ago.
Yeah,
oh, we
four.
Did?
Four.
I was trying to plug in my computer. I'm sorry.
It's
four.
Okay.
And this is an EP.
Yeah.
This was all done with Homeboy from Woo Fat. What was his name again?
Kent Stump.
Kent Stump's the shit.
Right. And you guys can find this on the website. And, your website.
Are you talking about Woo Fat?
No. I'm talking about
your band.
Riffix,
band?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can find all this shit on our shit.
And the
it's on iTunes. It's
Are you guys doing vinyls or anything? Or just,
We want to do a 7-inch on this or 12-inch off the Foley.
Yeah.
But vinyl's more expensive right now than CDs.
You know what's awesome,
fucking
though?
Ridiculous.
CDs, though. I totally want to do it.
You guys are one of the only bands in the last 6 months that have just come up and handed me
CD.
Like, here's a hard-ass copy right here, man. And
he's
I like it.
We shouldn't give these out. We paid money for this shit.
Yep. Oh, no. Well,
I thought we make money
Dustin will
the
pay you
shit.
Later,
fuck
Elliot.
The album.
Elliot, Dustin will give you some money for our CDs. No,
he's making fun of me. I'm trying to give them everything away for free, and they're like, we're trying to like actually make money off the merch. I'm
okay.
I don't believe that 1 second.
I'm the dude that's sneaking buttons and patches to like kids.
No way.
And they're like, charge you know, at least $10 for a shirt.
Yeah. Only at the shows.
You got to be a pusher.
You got to make some money
to
pay the other bands that you
book. Give them a taste for free, and then when they come back, you charge the shit out of them.
The merch.
I can't pay my friends' bands who play with us.
True.
That's a fucking fact.
But I've never taken merch from a band that I was in to pay the other bands. Somehow I always ended up dumping out of my own account. But like, dude, fucking here, dude, have money.
That's
my merch sales is usually
ours. You gotta make sure they get back.
Oh yeah,
home.
Yeah.
And then what?
That's it. Okay.
They book you. And
that's
go to
something.
Their town, and they're fucking held accountable.
Yeah. So that's something when I've obsessed on the horror punk and the splatter rock type music and stuff. I've seen that there's a tight kind of group of bands that play together and stuff and know each other.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So, what are some of the other badass splatter rock?
What the hell?
Oh, sorry, dude.
What the hell?
Nimvind.
I thought we had a
Canada,
I think she
they're fucking badass.
What was the name?
Nimvind.
Nimvind.
N-I-M-V-I-N-D.
Yeah.
They're from Canada. They're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
The Crimson Ghosts out of Germany. Fucking awesome.
Do these guys come to the States and play with y'all? And
We've never played with them, so I don't know how often they come to the States.
And Corey, you do a lot of underground shows too and stuff.
We do mostly underground shows because politics are for fucking pussies.
Yeah.
What politics?
All the politics that go on with booking any show at all and any band at all ever.
You just like having the whole control, all control. That's like a house party show, man.
If we have the control, then we have 100% money. And then we take that money, we can make sure that everybody who participated gets paid.
So when
if I go through a club, they will take their percentage for doing jack shit nothing. Mm-hmm. So that's how I feel. I'm way DIY.
Yeah.
100% from the ground up, from the underground up, if I can do it that way, that's how I would love us to be.
Yeah.
But you can't do it 100% that way, so every now and then you get a shitty show. Yeah.
Well, the venue does have to pay for the building and the electricity.
I'm not going to argue these things. Without a fucking band to play there that night, and the way they treat you when you're a band coming there and you're going to bring a crowd, it's not equal. And I've been doing this since 96. I've seen the shit. It sucks.
Yeah. I'm just saying, they do take a cut to pay for things.
That's fine. They can take a cut from fucking paying for things.
Where are y'all playing where
you
get 100%?
Or we can do it on our own and take 100%.
But where are you playing that you get 100%?
Whatever the fuck we feel like it. That's what I'm always doing.
No, that's what I'm asking. What
venue? Yeah, I was being honest.
What venues?
100% fucking do it wherever the fuck we feel like.
What venues? Name the places that you're doing this at.
Competition music?
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah.
Tons of places.
There are tons of places.
If you feel like doing things on your own, that you can.
Yeah.
Well, if you do not want to do things on your own, go to the system.
Corey, the reason I'm asking is there's a lot of bands that listen to this show that want to do stuff like that. So if you can give them places and names.
I can't because
that'd
these
be great.
Places are cool with us. Competition music will not book to anybody else.
What is competition
so
music?
No other bands can ever play there?
Not anymore.
Why
used
not?
Used to, because other bands took advantage of it and they destroyed the place.
What was that?
Oh, okay.
What was competition music?
It was a venue that was... Lancaster.
Competition music used to be a music store.
Yeah,
I'm talking. But in their basement, they have a fully live venue.
Yeah.
And back in the day, they played shows there all the time.
So they never use that venue anymore?
No.
He does
the guy
it,
lives there. It's
really?
His house.
He does, I knew that.
He'll do little things there sometimes, but mostly it's like parties, I think, for his friends.
Is there anywhere else?
Like for doing our own things?
Yeah,
most venues will let us do our own thing. Because we've been around long enough and they know that if we bring the bands and we do our own thing, they'll make their money too.
And like
that's
like,
why we usually don't go to Dallas.
Someplace like, say, the Caves Lounge. The Caves Lounge will
give you the
door while while the show goes on.
Peppermill.
We had
tons of places.
That's how it works. I mean, even the best setup I saw, and like I saw this setup in Dallas a long time ago, the way the Double Wide used to do it. They had a separate building for bands.
Yep.
All the money that bar made went to the bands that night. And I thought that was a fair shake.
Fucking A.
But most of the places
I think they still do it that way.
It was kind of like not a fair shake.
If you want to be DIY, you have to find it for yourself. That's just the way it is. That's how DIY has always worked.
You ever played a skating rink?
Not yet.
You should.
That'd be great. We've been offered times to play with like the Roller Derby Girls at a skating rink.
Oh yeah, that'd
but it
be
never
awesome.
Happened. It
how many happen. How many shows have we had at Caves for us?
Caves is awesome.
My band has never played.
No. For the show.
Oh, few.
We had
three,
two or three, right? Mm-hmm. And then
Newport
Halloween was there. I love Caves.
The Caves
is
awesome. It's a great
venue. And then right out front, Sunshine's great.
Sunshine's good.
Peppermill
will usually let you do your own thing too.
I've only been to Peppermill once, and
that's hit or miss. It depends on who did the show that night.
The crowd in there was very, very. Very old.
Where's Peppermill out again?
Well, it depends on the night, because when they do play punk and metal shows, it's nothing but metal and punk kids.
This was an average rock night. And
I don't know.
It was kind of scary.
We've only been there.
Some
the
of
time
that stuff looked like
there.
they just crawled out of Lake Arlington and crossed over.
Is that
Rosedale
where the Peppermill's
and Lancaster
at?
And came
it's
up?
Is over there?
Yeah, it's
over
on Lancaster
the Studio. What's it called?
It's right by Oswald's tomb.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It's by Ozzy. It's in between the Ozzy and Caves.
Oh.
Same side of the road as Ozzy.
Yeah.
Right next to that meat.
Still
meat
in Fort
place.
Worth. It's before you get to Arlington.
So, right before you get to Arlington.
In Spirit, or a Spirit Box, sorry. You guys going to tour any? Or
we're doing out-of-town shows.
You are?
Yeah.
Are you going to just go one-offs here and there? Or are you
gonna
we'll
probably do
weekend
shows because it's hard to do a tour and keep your day jobs.
True.
Says every band that comes and talks to us.
Yeah. So we do out-of-town shows on weekends, try to play a couple shows, one show, two shows, depends on where we go and whether the town's fun to hang out in.
Where y'all go? Y'all got anything coming up?
That band Klax I was talking about. We're trying to get in Austin with those guys. We're going to be doing Dallas with those guys. And hopefully they'll come play with us in October with, what's that band called? Sonic Ammunition from San Antonio.
Cool. So
let's
listen to another track, man.
Cool.
Which one do you guys want us to put? Or can we do that?
We
got
to
rip one.
Sightless. We can take a break and put one in. Sightless. All right.
Yeah, Sightless is, that was an initiative song that we reworked, so that's a good one.
I'm going to go TT.
All right, coming up here is Sightless off the album Spirit Box by the band The Horrifics. We'll be right back after this.
Oh,
Good gosh.
Sightless.
That's badass, guys.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you. I heard that a retraction came down while we were away.
Well, I'd like to... That was sightless.
That was sightless. By the band The Horrifics.
By The Horrifics.
I want you to clear this up.
Okay,
I don't want to be sued.
Yeah, after further review, we reviewed the tapes, and the actual firing did not take place. Like, there was no person, there was no employee in the building that was told, fuck you, get the fuck out, you're fired.
So we won't be shot.
Actually, so we're not going to get shot tonight. That's the good news. The bad news is, for the record book, we did not officially have someone that was shit canned
in the building.
In the building while we were doing our show.
Well, fuck.
The girl, the employee called in sick, and the GM of this establishment told her to fuck off, basically.
Did she have diarrhea?
She had to. She had to have diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
How many times did you call? Let me ask you this. Okay, let's just do this real quick.
Some people think it's gross, but
what was
really
the most
good
insane call-in that you did? Sick. Wise. Like, that was total horse shit. Yours was last week, wasn't it?
No. I did... I did... When I was in high school, I worked at Best Buy. And at Best Buy, I called in one time. They wanted us to come in after there was, like, 4 inches of snow and ice on the ground.
Oh, fuck that.
And they wanted us to come in anyway because, you know, there's going to be a big customer push when it's that fucking cold and there's that much snow and ice on the ground. So,
honey, you want to go to Best Buy?
We need to go buy a new TV. This is the perfect time.
My ex-wife acted that way, actually.
Really? When there was bad weather?
Dude.
She wanted to go shopping?
We were fucking snowed in. We went shopping.
All right, so tell me, what was this?
I told them
I was
sick and wasn't going to be able to get there.
That's a divorce.
They gave me hell, and then I just told them I wasn't going to drive a Volkswagen Beetle, a 66 Volkswagen Beetle in the ice and snow up to Best Buy.
Okay, maybe we misunderstood what I'm saying here. What's the most horseshit reason that you've given?
The horseshit reason I gave them was because I was sick and I was vomiting and shitting everywhere.
You're a really good employee.
But then they kept calling me.
Okay, yeah.
Because no one would come in, and I was like lowest on the totem pole. And they're like, you have to come in or you'll be fired. And I was like, no.
Yeah. Randall, you used to work at a Shell station, right?
Yes.
I used to buy beer from you all the time.
So I know you called in with a horseshit excuse at one time.
I actually never called in there.
Really? Needed the money.
What's the most horseshit reason you've called in?
I've only called in probably 3 times my entire life. I had a kid at 16, dude. I always had to have a job.
Corey, did you
responsible
have a,
Johnny.
This is not.
I work
this isn't
family.
Going well.
So the only time I've really called in at the last minute was because the dude from Cradle of Filth wanted to meet us and hang out. So
yeah,
the bass player.
But you didn't have to make some shit up. You just told your family, "Hey,
yeah,
I'm coming
in." Yeah, I was
like,
"Look, I gotta go see Cradle of Filth tonight."
This isn't going well. My segment.
I work for Elliot. My grandma.
Elliot, what
she
do you got,
fucking
man?
I'm kind of like Randall. Like, I don't really call in. I did call in one time because girlfriend that I was living with was fucking this dude. And then I went to confront them.
Juicy.
Dear God.
You shouldn't talk about his old lady that way, Vic.
I basically had to go home and like move out and like pack my shit. So I just called up and was like, my girlfriend's a whore. I can't come in tonight.
Well,
like,
girlfriend's a whore. All right. What about you, man? You got anything good on the... I called in and it was horseshit?
I think I called in and said that I had a flat. And I was like, I can't. I can, like, change it out.
Which was a fucking lie.
So
mine...
What were you? I was
really
hungover.
Oh, you were hungover. So,
mine...
Too much man-ass the night before.
Of course.
I did a no call, no show, and later they asked me what was that all about, and I told them that my dog passed away.
So. Oh shit!
I thought we were gonna have a lot better ones.
I did. Yeah.
I thought
have,
the segment was going way better.
I called in for a relative dying.
That
Germany. That
does this count? Because I found out that my biological dad. Waited like 3 months to tell me that my grandmother had died.
I think I knew you then.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, and I was pretty close to my grandmother. And I called in. I was like, I'm not coming to work. I'm taking my funeral days now.
Didn't you just...
Because I just found out
You either called me or texted me or something like, Yeah,
dude,
I just found out my grandma died. I was like, what happened? What happened? Well, yeah, like this was like three months ago. Yeah. I remember
Sorry, dude.
She passed away in her sleep, and I was like, what the hell? This was, no, not, this was like a few years ago, but it was,
oh, okay, gotcha.
I found out 3 months later, 3 or 4 months later, and I was pissed. I was like, oh, you know, pick up the phone and fucking call someone.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And that's my dad that's not doing well right now.
He's the one who didn't call you?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
He's the one that's not doing good at all.
I'm sorry to hear that too.
All right, let's get some. Let's bust into some of these topics.
Way to go
man.
There. Hey, real quick.
I was trying
You're
to
You're an asshole!
I was
I'm
trying
sad
to do
now.
A lighthearted...
We're all fucking sad!
You know what? I thought I had podcast gold, and we
Dead
were do
dogs
a
and all kinds yeah. of shit!
I didn't know.
Stubbs, I've been told in the chat room, I need to bring this up. This Thursday night, The Spectacle is playing...
Deep Ellum.
...at Brain Dead Brewing.
Reunion Arena.
Brain Dead Brewing.
Oh, yeah, they got a bacon flight.
Yeah,
you had
cool
that?
Place.
Not yet.
Bacon flight?
But I'm going to on
they
Thursday.
They give you bacon that lines up with the beer.
Shit, I might
shit.
Go now.
It's the only reason to go. Flight. The rest of it sucks.
I'm going to Guido.
It's us except and Master are playing. This is their Metal Thursday.
Master? That's racist.
This is their Metal Thursday
yeah.
deal they've been doing Black for a few pussy. Months, and they hit us up, and we're like, we know y'all practice on Thursday. You want to just bring your practice up here?
Where's Master
yeah.
from?
So that's what we're going to do.
Where,
that's
they,
cool. where are they from?
They're from Denton. And they're
Denton?
They're a stoner doom metal instrumental band.
Sweet.
So it'll be an interesting night. So I was told to bring that up.
That's cool. All
right. So moving on. Where do you want to go with this? Because I got a bunch of shit down here, and I want to know where you want to go.
About the 100 best musicians in Texas?
Yeah. So this is a list.
We would just look at it a little bit and see what we got.
This is a list that Central Track put out. And they took all their staff and got together and put a bunch of factors involved into this to put together a list of the 100 best musicians from Texas.
It
the
ain't
horrifics.
Us.
Let me read this here. It
You're
says,
to one, top three.
They took into account things like longevity, how influential the artist's career has been, record sales, chart performance, and awards received, among other criteria.
Zeros and all of those
rewards or caca.
So I want to bounce around with this. I'm not going to go through the whole 100. That'd be stupid. But I want to bounce around. Number 100, Mars Volta.
Never heard them.
They're from El Paso.
They're from El Paso.
El Paso.
They're number. They're not number one though, right?
No, 100. He said
100.
That.
Okay.
100. Yeah. Number 100. We're
I was
going
trying to pull up the article, but it sent me to that lip sync.
Just
thing.
Don't click on it. Let's. I want you. I want you free minded here.
The only thing I like okay. about those guys, because I've never heard them, they sound like a giant Japanese robot.
Did you ever hear At the Drive-In?
Yes.
Okay. At the Drive-In became.
Well, I knew that.
I love. I like.
They
Mars
are the guys who got the cool hair.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Mars Volta was awesome. I thought.
Yeah, Afros.
They did. They've done a bunch of cool stuff, but
I
would even say
dead.
That 100 maybe should be they should be bumped up a little bit.
This
hundreds.
Is this list.
I think they might be
like,
forgotten about because they're because of El Paso.
I would have bumped up no because At the Drive-In's on this list too.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So
that's why then.
98, Edie Burkell.
Are we going to do all
yeah,
these?
And
no,
the
no.
New
okay.
Bohemians.
Yeah,
Chasers.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm doing the ones. I'm doing the ones people know. The top okay. 10. I'll read them all out. But
I don't know Edie Burkell was even from here.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Edie Burkell?
Nope.
Edie Burkell?
Nope.
What I am is what
yeah.
I am,
oh
and what you are.
I know it now.
Yeah, says, I know it looks like I beat when I sing.
Oakland?
Oh yeah. Okay. I know. I'm putting it all together now.
97. The old 97s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Salome. That's an amazing song.
Nah, they should be way up.
The Great Barrier Reef. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Rhett Miller could be in the Texas. I'm going to say this. Rhett Miller could probably be put in the Texas Music Hall of Fame.
Old 97s is awesome.
Yeah. And all his everything he's done
yeah.
has been, like, even his solo stuff.
I don't
awesome.
Know that shit, but I want to hear it now. I didn't know he had solo shit.
96 is the Polyphonic Spree.
Man, I
Never
think that should
them.
Be higher up too, man. All these,
but see,
I've got objections.
This
here.
Is the thing: is like,
where's
when,
Bob
when you get to the top 20s, you'll
where's
be like,
Tripping Daisy?
Okay,
hold on, relax.
I'm playing.
94 is Toadies.
Of course, I can see that.
92 is Spoon.
I like Spoon.
Is Spoon
he likes
those guys
spoon.
Who play on the drums? Who's Spoon? I'm not trying to be a dick. I don't know.
Thinking of Blue Man Group.
All right, keep going.
91 Jerry Jeff Walker?
Who?
I thought you were...
I know Marsh Walker, Texas Ranger.
Jerry Jeff Walker is 91.
One?
Years old.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. All right. Go ahead. All right.
85 is Nora Jones.
Nora okay. Jones. Yeah. Yeah. I like Nora.
Oh, 83 yeah. is Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, who fucking cares?
But I think she should be
100 if.
She probably belongs yeah, on the list.
She's if they're going to number one, she should be down
but,
further.
But the thing is, you're taking the account, like you said, this list takes into account album sales,
everything. So
concert tickets.
And this is where we're going to have so a problem with. And okay. I have a problem with this.
Because we're going to about to find out.
82 is the Dixie Chicks.
Hell yeah.
They're from Texas.
Stephenville. Yeah, Stephenville. Yeah.
And Dallas.
And Dallas, yeah.
And all of, I think like they should the be way dudes. Higher because they've sold over 26 million records in the U.S.
Dixie Chicks.
They're the highest selling female band of all time.
Hell yeah.
I didn't know they had sold that many albums.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
And they won Grammy after Grammy after
you
Grammy.
You guys should cover Earl Has to Die.
I don't even know what that is.
It goes punk rock.
Yeah. It's in punk rock fashion.
I would probably
Earl Has to Die.
Nah, 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 nah.
Be first in the Gimme Gimmes, they covered
Let's
it.
Let's do it. Dixie Chicks.
They did?
Yeah.
They do a lot of
yes.
cool shit. Why'd they
That's
do
That's what
that?
I was just thinking.
Pound it.
They did a country
Yeah,
album.
We just did that.
81, Usher.
Usher.
He's from Yeah, boy.
Was he from Houston?
Born in Dallas, 7 Grammys, 65 million records worldwide.
Fuck yeah.
What number is he?
81.
Jesus.
I like that. That's
hard, like, man.
Yeah. All right, so we keep traveling. We're in the 70s now. I'm gonna kind of Jimmy Vaughn at 74.
That's all right. I can see that.
Time out. Can I rewind? Was Usher the one that did dong da dong dong dong?
No.
No.
Oh. Okay.
It was Cisco.
Oh, that's right. Cisco. Dong da dong dong.
73. The Big Bopper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
71. The Reverend Horton Heat.
I think he should be in the 50s, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He should be farther up.
Guy Clark at 69.
I don't know who that is.
Tanya Tucker at 66.
Hell yeah, Tanya.
Selena at 63.
That should be
Selena's
fucking number one.
Man, that should be farther up.
Selena's number one.
Yeah, Selena should be up farther.
In my heart, too.
No, honestly, though, the population of Texas, Selena should be way up.
They love her. Yeah. We Selena's fucking love her.
Yeah.
Well, I think her career was cut Selena's. Too young to Selena's. Make her
Madonna
higher.
Who?
Exactly.
Are, excuse me, are you making jokes about
no,
Selena's death?
No, I'm not.
Sounds like you are.
61. 61, Charlie Pride.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
That's about where he should be.
Okay, so now we're going to go through the 60s to 41.
Okay.
Charlie Pride is the black country music singer, right?
Whoa, yes. Whoa.
Yeah.
He is just a country
you know what?
Singer.
58.
Yeah.
Steve Miller.
I didn't know he was from
fucking
here.
Fucking kicked that guy out. He was here for, he lived here for what, like 20 years?
What, he lived here, he moved here and his car
Remember,
broke down?
I think he was from here, but
out?
Then he bounced after he got big time,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, he
is what
Texan.
Happened.
Of course.
Yeah, I got,
that
man, he had a really
Chicago
good album that sold a lot of records though, didn't he?
57, Lyle Lovett.
Okay, yeah.
I'll take that.
Okay.
I don't like it, I don't love it.
I love his hair though.
54 is greatness. Jim Reeves.
Jim Reeves.
Is that the dude from Eastbound and Down?
No.
Oh, my bad.
He did Eastbound and Down. He did that song.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Eastbound and Down.
That's his fucking song.
That's Jim Reeves?
Oh. So, yes.
Is it? I thought that was...
He's in the goddamn movie.
Isn't
he?
In the
The dude
TV
who was
show?
On Scooby-Doo. What was that guy's name?
I have to Google
it. He did the songs. He did Tiger Man for the Elvis covered and shit.
He's
all right, here
down,
comes big problem.
In the truck
in the next three.
We gonna do what they say can't be done. Sorry.
Number 51, Clint Black.
All right, here we go. 51?
Number 50.
Now, I don't even know anything about country music, but I'm
Me
thinking
neither.
Clint
it was
Black
a big
should
name.
Probably be
I'm
a little
we
higher
probably
up the
not
list.
Have country music.
Number 50 is At the Drive-In.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you cut
awesome.
Mars Volta and Appetite and Drive-In.
I liked Mars Volta more than At the Drive-In.
I never listened to either, but I remember hearing
if
about At the Drive-In.
Here's
more.
My problem.
Mars Volta.
Ready?
I'm not saying I've never heard them. I would totally listen.
You listen to Mars
you
Volta,
would.
You'll be fine.
Cool. But
47, ZZ Top.
Yeah!
Okay, this...
Dude,
we can shut. I'll
ZZ.
Shut my computer. We're done.
You don't like ZZ?
No, it should be way high.
Oh yes, yeah. They should be like in the top 10.
In the 20s.
Yeah, they need to be in the top 5.
All right. Yeah.
Hell
I go
yeah.
There.
Fucking ZZ Top is 40.
That's an awesome song.
I didn't know it was the Winter Brothers.
Can you call out the publisher of this?
I'm sorry, 49 was Johnny Winter and Edgar Winter.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Rob they were from Texas.
So, 43, the DOC.
What's okay. that?
That's right. the guy.
Department of Corrections.
Yeah.
No, like
DOC with Dr. Dre.
He's one of the NWA members.
Yeah, West Coast rappers.
He's in NWA.
Yeah, he was in NWA.
And he's from here?
Yeah.
Oak Cliff.
Hell yeah.
O-A-C-K. He actually was.
Yeah.
You know my story about that. Day. Steadfast in him.
Oh.
Yeah, we go back a little bit.
41, Kenny Rogers.
All right. You got to know
Kenny
when to
Rogers
hold him and know when
is higher
him.
Than ZZ Top.
That's well, weird.
Know when to hold him. Know when to fold him.
Number 40, Erykah Badu.
Okay. I didn't know she was from here, but.
Yeah, she has her birthday was, show.
Hell yeah, Badu.
Oak Cliff.
Hey, little high for Erykah Badu. Little high.
Higher than ZZ Top.
She did a song with Busta Rhymes, motherfucker.
Yeah, but
that's
higher
shit.
Than ZZ Top.
Higher than ZZ Top.
Busta Rhymes is higher than ZZ Top.
I bet you ZZ Top's been high.
All right.
Yeah, because the drummer shot himself around. In the foot like an ass. Playing drums on stage.
All right.
ZZ Top.
Number 32, as I skip over a bunch, is Pantera.
Okay.
I don't even want them on the list.
Okay. You're fucking stupid for that.
Nope.
How? Okay. 32?
We all have a
for one of the best metal bands that's ever come from Texas.
As the summary says, there was no bigger metal band in the 90s.
Okay. Oh,
that's
the
a
90s?
Lie. Come Sepultura.
On, Sepultura was
who,
not
who
as
is
big
the writer
Pantera.
Of this
holy
list.
Shit, from Texas, depends on though. Who you ask.
Sepultura is not
Texas.
From Texas.
And that's personal
oh,
opinion.
Oh, yeah, from Texas. Yeah. And but I thought we were opinion. Talking about the biggest band in the 90s.
Who the biggest metal list, band though? In the 90s? I just told that's you, all the staff Texas. At Central Track, and they
man,
put all these
man, Central Track, do better in life.
Yeah.
20 million records. Sepultura is nowhere near that.
I don't know, man. You should look that shit
and
up.
And a debut album at number one.
I would look that up
yeah,
before you
the
say
first metal shows. Band I've, that ever did that.
I'm a huge Sepultura fan, and they have not sold that many.
The one thing you just said though, the first metal debut album
at number
that
one.
Number one though was done by Pantera,
which was Far Beyond Driven.
I don't know.
Hell yeah!
This list better get way like it better blow my mind.
Yeah, it's underwhelming.
So 27 is Stevie Ray Vaughan.
That's weird.
Okay, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
You know what? You know what? I'm gonna put my mic down.
No, you gotta roll with this.
Okay, okay.
It is aggravating.
So I would put Stevie Ray Vaughan and Tara and ZZ Top, in my opinion, should be in the top five.
ZZ, definitely.
But all those did Dance not rank Steve. Higher than number 24, the Butthole Surfers.
Yeah! Fuck
Butthole
yeah.
Surfers should be
Who
in the top
Who the hell
25
was in my room last night?
Yeah.
All right.
Would you say the Butthole Surfers are 24?
Yeah.
And
Johnny Mathis is 21. All right, so here we go. Top 20. These are all the bands that beat out Pantera and ZZ Top.
And Selena.
And Selena.
And Stevie Ray Vaughan.
That's bullshit.
And Stevie Ray Vaughan. Number 20, Townes Van Zandt.
Who?
I don't know.
Yeah. Meryl?
Okay.
I've heard the name. I have, but I don't know the fuck.
Townes Van Zandt did a lot of work with Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard.
Okay.
That's he why. Should be. He should definitely be where he...
Wasn't there
that where he's at. That's what, like, what are you going to argue?
Yeah, I don't know the guy, but I can't argue that.
Number 19, Rocky Erickson.
Oh, yeah. I don't, yeah.
Yeah, he should be on there, but that's weird. He's
not
so high.
Higher
I
mean, than Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Kind of cool.
No,
he's so
but
high.
But he should be on there. That's fucking awesome that he's high up there. That means the guys who did this did acid.
18?
That's what it means.
I'm
and
sorry,
that's why the
that?
Rest of the shit's askew.
At 18, Buck Owens.
Yeah.
All right.
Higher than Stevie Ray Vaughan is killing me, though, man.
Yeah,
17.
I don't get any of
Meatloaf.
It.
Meatloaf is from Texas?
Yeah.
From Houston.
Yeah, Houston, Texas.
H-Town.
He was one of those, wasn't he one of those guys, though, that as soon as it popped, he took off, though? Like, he doesn't live there anymore.
No.
Good riddance.
Hell no.
16, Sly Stone.
Oh, shit.
I don't listen to Sly Stone. I don't know. I know Sly Stallone.
15. Now, this is from a different fucking world.
I agree with Sly. Sly should be where he's at.
15 from a different fucking world is Van Cliver.
I don't think that
one
is.
One of the most famous pianists of the 20th century.
Pianist.
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 Okay.
Yes.
Randall
so,
walked into that one.
With pop, okay. I'm not saying that he's not worthy, but let's talk about pop culture and album sales and stuff.
We hate that guy.
Like, you're talking about places that, like, Bass Hall and you with him, right?
Like, well, that type of venue. No, the Van Cliver and piano competition is every 4 years here in Fort Worth, and it brings people from all over the world here.
That's fine.
It don't bring me from Houlton City.
We're talking about you've passed up some bands that filled arenas for multiple decades.
But this is in his field and what he does.
I think
super
you're taking
huge.
A personal offense to what he's saying.
I don't think I'd have him at 15, maybe a little higher, like in the 20, but it's pretty impactful.
I'd go in the over 50, probably.
Number 14, Janis Joplin.
Yeah, for sure.
Number 13, Waylon
Southern
Jennings.
Comfort.
For sure.
Waylon. All right.
Probably a little higher, honestly, with Waylon and Janis.
Number 12, Scott Joplin.
We should do this.
Scott Joplin.
We're going to get on this. Number 11, George Strait, the
Fuck
king
George
of country.
Strait.
Fuck yeah.
Nine. Scott.
What was his album sales?
Does it say here?
It's got to be Skyrock.
Too many.
He's the only artist to have a song hit number one on any Billboard chart for 30 consecutive years.
Holy shit.
He'll fuck your chick, too.
Okay.
He's right. He fucks my chick. I'll slap that motherfucker.
Out of all the concerts I've ever been to, there was more weed smoke at George Strait.
You didn't go to Wu-Tang, sir.
I've seen Wu-Tang. I've seen Cypress Hill. I've seen Pink Floyd.
11?
George Strait had more. Yeah.
I smoked with Inspector Deck.
Number 10, Don Henley.
Fuck that Don Henley.
Nah, but he's got to be there.
Yeah. I didn't even know. I thought he was from fucking California.
R-E-S-P-C-T, homie.
He's from Dallas. Number 9, yeah. Beyonce.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we're still.
We gotta put
her there.
Yeah.
Number 8, like George Jones.
George Jones.
No, but you gotta put him in there though.
Yeah,
George Jones, the possum. You gotta put the old.
I hate George Jones.
You gotta put him in there, man.
Number 7.
That's country legend, right
country
there.
Country sucks.
Y'all aren't gonna know who this is. Unless you go old school. Blind Lemon Jefferson.
He deserves to be up there.
From the 20s.
I was thinking China Kills Girls.
China Kills Girls is
the shit. Hell yeah.
They're not in there?
Number 6, China Kills Girls.
Yeah, boy.
That's what's up.
Number 7. What's up, Johnny? It says that Blind Lemon Jefferson was the father of Texas blues rock. Or the Texas blues.
What is this Christian music?
I don't know.
Some cock.
Just all of a sudden got turned up.
Number 6, Lead Belly.
Creed.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Him too.
Who was the last one?
Lead Belly.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Number
I like
5.
The blues guys are so high up.
Bob Willis.
I know Bruce Willis.
Bob still, Willis from the Texas Playboys.
Yeah, Bob Willis, but still, there are so many bands that the problem with this list so far with me, honestly, is Stevie Ray Vaughan. How are you putting all this above Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Stevie Ray and ZZ.
And it has to be the concert sales and I don't know, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Number 4 aggravates fuck out of
I'm
me.
I'm done.
Chris Christopherson. That Who? Should be Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Where's Bob Goblin?
Chris Christopherson. No,
where's Dusu?
He wrote
STD.
Where's Dusu?
So that leaves us with 3.
He wrote Johnny Cash.
The top 3. Do y'all have any guess of who number
Willie
1
Nelson
would be?
Willie Nelson is going to have to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Willie Nelson. The way this list sounds, I
it's
bet Willie Nelson is number
Buddy
3.
Buddy Holly's up there.
Buddy Holly's got to be in there.
I don't know who else. Who would this
be? Willie Nelson, Buddy
Clacks.
Holly. Man, Willie Nelson, I bet, is the next one. The way this list is shaping out. The next
Johnny
one.
Johnny
Vicente Hernandez.
I'm on? I'm on?
Number down. I saw it. I didn't know.
All right, go ahead. Give us number 3 then.
I didn't either until I saw this list. Number 3, Roy Orbison.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know he was
from Texas.
Yeah.
I love Roy.
Number
2
is
Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly, number 1.
Number 1
Roy
is Willie Nelson.
Okay, so.
Smoke it up.
All right.
What was number 1?
Willie Nelson.
So the top 10 I like, I would take Chris Christopherson out and put Stevie Ray Vaughan in.
Yes,
we should do,
I would too.
You know what?
Good call.
Now that you said this, though, we need to do a Jerry Jonestown Massacre Top 100.
Yeah.
Of DFW.
One in
oh,
there.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
And Spasm 151.
No one.
Of DFW?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the local, Texas. All the local bands we grew up with?
Hell yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Do a real one.
Yeah.
For the people.
That's going to take some time, though. I can't just spit that out tonight.
Number 200, The Horrifics.
Yeah!
And then we'll jump to 100.
That's 666.
Hey, I'd be happy. We made the list.
So yeah, that's that. It's a weird, like, as I was going through it, I went through it. I didn't jump to the end to see who the top 10 was. I went through it in order, and I was like,
I'm surprised you didn't send me a text to let me know that this list got put out.
Because I want to do it on the show.
That's good production there, sir.
That is.
Yeah, he circumvented your nonsense.
It's like music rape listening to that list.
All right, so...
You guys done with this police department link shit by now?
I'm so sick of it. I've been ignoring it the whole time. I see those, and I just fucking scroll away. I don't fucking care.
I like pro wrestling.
I think it's come to the end.
Is it?
I think so. I hope so.
You know what topic?
Because it's my fucking tax dollars that are paying for these assholes to make these fucking videos.
Like they're
tax dollars anyway.
And don't say they're doing it off the clock because they're using city resources. They're driving cop cars around. Yep. They're driving around the city.
I've seen enough of that shit. Yeah. No, I'll tell you this. I've seen money's been spent on production.
Yeah, there's money spent on production.
Yeah, I mean, not the ones that have been done around here. Like the Watauga one, there was no money spent on production at all.
The North Richland Hills one has disappeared.
NRH dirty.
Watauga.
But I did have the Watauga one pulled up earlier, but I don't know.
It's bad.
There is a top 10 of the locals of which ones are the worst.
Number one.
Okay, we got another list, guys.
Number one. Okay, so number 10, and I guess this goes from best to worst.
Okay.
Hopefully.
The University of North Texas Police Department. They perform Taylor Swift's Ready
Security
for It.
Security Cops.
The Dallas Police Department do some medley with Kenny Chesney and a bunch of Earth, Wind & Fire and Fito Olivares. Yes, so
who did Cannibal Corpse?
No one.
That's bullshit.
Number 8, Southlake.
With Morbid Angel, right?
Oh, that's the Aryan Nation over there.
It is.
No, that's White Settlement.
Number 7 is
literally
Hearst.
Hearst is the worst. Seven.
Number 6 is Bedford. 5 is Irving. 4 is Grapevine. 3 is Fort Worth. 2 is Arlington. And number 1 is Cedar Hill Police Department.
Oh, yeah.
The worst.
Cause
just don't go to Cedar Hill. Ain't shit there.
Go ahead. I think this list is racist.
No way. They left out Haltom City.
Yeah. Putting Cedar Hill is the worst?
I don't know. I don't get fucking put in jail there.
I don't have a... When I think about it, the relation... between the public and the police it's terrible. So this type of thing, I don't mind it happening. I understand people's arguments about, hey, you're on the tax dollars payment and stuff. But the things that have happened in the last 20 years with the police department, they need some PR work, and I fully support this.
Well, it is PR work, I would say. PR work is just going to get people to look at them and they need to change the way they do things.
Well, that's the crux of the problem for sure. But I mean, they also need PR to
go.
They
start arming all the police departments with fucking tanks and shit. They don't need that.
PR's military surplus. Are
you talking about militarizing our police departments? Well, bad it is?
Selling the military surplus to cops. Why? They don't need that shit.
I don't want cameras looking at me all the damn time.
It's a different show.
But yeah, you know, my tax dollars paid for the bullets that went through those people.
And yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
So either way, I'm screwed.
Pretty much.
I paid for either end.
They're going to take our money.
I think
that's what they do.
I think. Okay, so let me reword things. I think the aura of positivity is what's good about these videos. If you show a human element to these people and stuff, then maybe we can some of the heat and some of the tension can be taken.
I agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the main crux of the problem is policy.
It's
the way you've taught people and stuff. But if we could just calm things down and bring it down a notch and think about things, I think that's what this video helps do.
Thinking
is a good thing.
Yeah.
When I get pulled over, I'm going to expect a police officer to sing one of these fucking songs to me.
There you go. Maybe you could sing it with him.
I could.
Yeah.
Or you could show them your boobies
just
so you don't get a ticket.
Justin Timberlake jamming as they walk up and go, fucking sing it, monkey.
Just don't do
dance for me.
Just don't do like
fuck,
Randall
fuck the police.
And Corey and be like,
that's good. That's a good version, man.
And then be like, you want some of this? Do it again. And start laughing about it. Right? No?
Exactly.
No, I don't think so. No.
These guys don't know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Talk about respecting the law, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't do that shit.
What kind of weird compromising position would you be in if you got pulled over? They found something in your car that was a green.
A gun.
And, not a gun.
Katana.
And the guy, literally, like, was it the guy from Friday when he played in Rush Hour? Was seriously like just lit it up. Was like,
Stucker.
Just started going down, like fucking on a joint right in front of you.
I put on Wu-Tang. I said, like, hell cool. Yeah.
I'd wait for him to pass.
Like, we cool?
I'd say Wu-Tang is for the children and OBP, you know what I would is do? A messiah.
I would get confused and ask him to show me his dick. Like, you know how they say when you're renting a prostitute, ask him to show you
Hollywood
to make sure they're not a cop? And he'd be like, what are you talking about? What are you, huh? You want me to show you my dick?
It's funny you say that. Really have you
That's
watched,
called a breathalyzer.
Have you watched this?
Ask a cop.
Very
tell
good.
The truth.
Hey, Matt, have you
Very
watched
nice.
This week's...
the breathalyzer.
Who is America?
Who? Oh, yeah. No, I haven't.
Because they in there, they tell you how to figure out if a terrorist is an actual terrorist or not, oh, and use a good. Selfie stick with a camera, and you put it up under their dress, and you see if it's a if they have a bomb on them or not.
So is that showing
And you can
good?
Also tell if they're a guy or a girl. It's funny as fuck.
I
want
to watch this show.
Like. You kill two birds with one stone.
To talk... about and confess and say on camera is
okay.
ridiculous.
So let me okay. We need to do a segment, a full segment after this thing's over, because we watched a couple of episodes in traffic on the way back from the Converge Neurosis show. Man, I'm starting to smell some fish here.
Which
that
fish?
Is there cannot be that dumb of politicians. They
no,
cannot
they
be that fucking retarded. Yes.
No, they expect us to be that dumb.
If our politicians
stupid.
Are that fucking have you watched any of it?
I have not watched any of
it. They expect us to be that dumb, dude.
Have you watched any of this?
Have you seen your fellow American?
It's fucking
They believe
insane.
That shit because they fucking don't fit for
if
themselves.
That's our government, if that's our if
They're
that's our
sheep.
Senators and our congressmen, we're fucked.
Well, the problem is that a lot of these guys are book smart and they're not street smart.
Exactly.
So they don't get when
someone's
being,
fucking with them.
When someone's fucking with them, and they're so used to being in front of the camera and having them do these
K-fabe.
Once again.
See, that's
dance for me, money things.
Yeah, that's worrisome to me. That worries me. That our politicians aren't street. Don't have a little bit of street.
Because the people that are street smart aren't going to be politicians. Because
they fucking know it's...
they know it's a lie.
It's they know
bullshit.
It's full of shit. What? They would network, rather do other
that's
things.
On
it's
Showtime,
another form
right?
of fucking entertainment.
It's on
yeah.
Showtime, right?
It gets
Serving
yeah.
politically should be involuntary.
And fight over.
Yep.
And that's what they want.
Is he genius? Is Sasha
Baron Cohen?
Is he genius?
Yeah.
He pretty... Like, this shit he's pulling off... I've always thought he was really good. I'm disappointed that he did. I like the actor that they're getting to play Freddie Mercury, but I'm kind of disappointed that they didn't go the distance with him.
They also talked about fucking Johnny Depp.
Well, I'm tired of Johnny Depp.
Oh, you're fucking telling me.
What happened? What? Wait.
They wanted Johnny Depp to play that
yeah,
role too.
He was supposed
Freddie
to play
I wouldn't
Freddie
have watched
first.
It.
Me neither.
That's a miss. That's
I boycotted that Pirates of the Caribbean sequel.
Yep.
Queen of the Caribbean.
No, here she comes. Mad here Cat Lady
comes,
Killer.
Girl.
What's up? Hi.
Hi, lady.
No beer this visit.
Yeah.
Huh? No beer this visit. Would you like to say
Brittany
hi to Jerry Jones Thomas? Everybody.
Hello,
everyone's
Brittany.
Heard of Brittany, but no one's heard
hey.
From her.
Say hi.
Hello, dipshits.
Do you know what next week
and
is?
That's my girlfriend.
It's the week after this.
Next
Duh.
Tuesday?
Oh, dear God.
Da-dunce.
Your period starts
Menstrual
next week.
Menstrual gravy!
Oh. Okay. It's our 5-year anniversary.
Oh.
5
She's
years
like 5 years
sweet.
Old on this fucking bullshit.
5 years of not making money.
Really?
Five
your life sucks,
years
Brittany.
Of doing this shit.
How sweet.
Yep. Yeah. 5 years of mediocrity.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Brittany, you
Thank
fuck
you.
That
Awesome.
Dude.
Congrats.
You fuck that dude. He does this bullshit.
I have a cute daughter, though.
Brittany,
no,
you also
that,
fuck
true.
That dude and that dude. And
oh! Roll call!
Let's do a roll call.
And her, and, her and that thing.
Why?
Don't forget about him.
Why?
Oh, and that?
And on that, in that, over there. Under here.
Under here.
Over there.
Just kidding, baby.
We're gonna
I love
you.
You
to leave, Brittany.
Thanks for stopping.
Give me a kiss on air.
No,
we're streaming
live.
She said no.
What does it say? What do you call it? What did you say?
What's that?
Neck kisses or something?
Kisses on the neck.
Kisses on the neck.
That's an old, that's a throwback term.
For but he didn't get none. Did he? Because fuck him.
So, crazy every time I die story. I don't want to talk about this James Gunn thing because y'all almost came to blows when we talked about it the first time, pre-show. So, let's move on from that and go to crazy every time I die.
Y'all know
story.
The band Every Time I Die? One of those new...
I heard of them, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much.
Is that the one with the Christian, the singer that was a Christian that got thrown in
the prison? Oh, he's the guy that did the pedophile ring, right?
No, he tried to kill his wife, didn't he?
Wrong no, guy. That's...
He's the dude who's fucking all the chicks who liked his bed.
As I lay dying.
As I lay dying.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My bad.
So every time I die, this story came up, and he was talking about it, and he said that the guitarist, at one of his shows, he spit a mouthful of beer on this lady standing up front, this girl standing up front. Well, a few years later, they came back through town, and the girl came up to him and said, "Hey, last time I saw you guys, you spit beer in the air, and she was up front and she got some in her eye." Well, he was like all freaking out, thinking that she's about to
hashtag me to him,
hit him up with a lawsuit or something.
Yeah. Right.
So he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry.
Hashtag me too."
And she said, it's okay, but the story gets wacky from there. She said the next day, her eye was still bothering her. She thought it was infected, so she went to the doctor.
She shouldn't touch her butthole and then her eye. That's how you get pink eye.
When she went to the doctor, they did a bunch of tests, and the doctor said she didn't have an eye infection, but she had a brain tumor.
Oh, shit.
And that man's fault. That helped them catch it early.
Sweet.
They saved her life?
Wow.
It basically saved her life by spitting beer in the air.
This is all confirmed
stuff?
It's not someone that just some super fan made up?
It was all on Consequence of Sound, the whole recountment of interviewing him and talking to him about it.
That's awesome.
So she's got 100, like, so she's going to live?
She said.
So she owes him.
It says here, she said it never would have gotten caught had she not gone in, and she thanked him for saving her life.
Okay. Wow.
That means Corey has saved thousands of lives over the years.
So, moral of the story is every show spit beer in the air. And you never know, you may save someone's life.
I don't know any of their music. What kind of music are they? Are they just metal?
Yeah, they're kind of they're the new post hardcore
metalcore.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're a haircut band, but I'm not sure. They got the cool haircuts.
Is this a Chris band? I think Chris has told me about these guys.
I know I've seen them on one of those tours when I went and shot.
I'm pretty sure Chris has told me about these guys.
Mike Warren.
Like, this guy suck.
No, he likes them. Chris likes them.
You know, in my life, the last place I want to hear Cherry Pie is at this bar.
Why? This
bar reeks of cherry pie.
It's the only place I hear this song.
There's a lot of girls in here I don't need to, like they did, stand up and start dancing and swinging their stuff around.
I don't know. It's better than no girls standing up and swinging.
All I see is a bunch of sausage dusting right now.
Yeah.
If you like dick, come to Texas Billiards.
All up in your butt.
Especially on a Tuesday night, right?
It was bumping earlier when we started
the
show.
That's because they were doing the poker tournament.
Yeah, now poker's going on in the back.
No, I think
that place
got done.
Is packed.
I don't know. It's not so.
We're out
Bam
front.
Bam Bam's here. Bam Bam's here.
Bam Bam. Cool. What's up, Bam Bam? Say hi. He's like,
hello.
Fuck you.
Hello.
Bam Bam. Is he the ultimate Horrifics fan? Which one of these two guys is the ultimate Horrifics fan?
I think probably Ty.
Ty? Yeah. You guys ever make these dudes fight? Like one no. man enter?
That'd be awesome.
Or two men enter, one man leave?
Dude, if four men enter, one man would leave.
Hey, by the way, how's the you were going to open up? Okay, yeah. We're doing that.
Oh, I thought that's what you were doing.
No, I was talking about the gym you were going to open up. Did that ever pan out?
Oh, with Kung Fu?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be a wrestler instead.
I heard this.
Yeah,
why don't you tell us about this a little bit?
I'm old. I thought was the last thing in my life that I haven't done I want to do is wrestle.
Yeah.
So I talked. I opened my mouth that I wanted to go and wrestle, and a company picked me up.
Amen.
Yeah.
So you're doing it. How many nights a week are you, or days are you doing wrestling training?
So most people know WWE. Mm-hmm. WWE wrestles all year long. What we're doing is like Lucha Underground. It's like done in seasons. Mm-hmm. So we'll record a season, and then we'll have a season off, I'm guessing. I'm really not 100% sure, but it's the Elite Wrestling Association, EWA, and they're building a new facility for us to train in and start
these guys giving you insurance?
We have not talked about the contracts yet. The contracts
I'm talking about health insurance.
Oh, agreed. All that shit gets talked about at the same time.
Oh, they
are? We're waiting for a couple of other people to run their contracts out and other promotions.
Okay.
And then when they're done, we all sit down and discuss all the...
Yeah. So there, you actually might get health insurance for your injuries and shit?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm getting paid to wrestle.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're going to pay. I asked. I was like, do I need to join a gym? They're like, no, we're building a facility. There will be a gym in there. I was like, should I learn to wrestle? They're like, no, we're going to have rings and teachers.
That's cool.
So I'm waiting now. A couple more months, I'll be in a ring getting ready to wrestle. And come New Year's, we should be wrestling.
So, Elliot, you got another band, too.
Yeah.
You got something you're involved in.
Mouth Breather.
Yeah. That's a genius name, by the way.
That's awesome.
There's hardcore several shit. Mouth breathers if you like Google them. There's like,
but this is the good one.
I'm a mouth breather.
Of course.
Yeah. There's
I'm a butt breather.
There's a sludge band, I think, in Wichita Falls.
We don't like them.
We don't like them.
No.
I'm in a. It's a grindcore or grind violence band.
Your band is?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're playing a show Friday in the Reno's.
Yeah.
With the Wild Speaker coming back from the tour.
That's cool.
Female lead
singer. I'm thinking about doing a grind violence band, and the name
of
my
band.
What are you gonna call it? We're gonna be called Day Snores.
It sounds good.
You like that?
Yeah.
Y'all remember Spasm?
They were Spasm.
Slap a ham record.
So you guys, you guys got any shows coming up?
We got Friday, and we just had a few last few. We're supposed to be recording soon. We're gonna do a split with our friend Javier in Sleep Suite.
Woo.
Who's like a agoraphobic nosebleed of North Texas.
Oh really?
Good. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, nice. Pretty good.
Yeah. I love.
I never heard these guys, but I'm playing Sin Dog to his Be Real right now.
What's anagoraphobic? You know what does that mean again? It means you anxiety to be in crowds, right?
Yeah. Like
you're,
basically.
I can't even say it.
Agoraphobia.
Yeah.
Fear of crowds.
Crowds, right?
Yeah. Going outside.
That's a badass band.
Basically,
talk about hardcore.
You have a fear of having nosebleeds in a crowd. That's what the
you get nosebleeds from being in a crowd. I think.
Yeah, I think it's the
you get so nervous.
Nosebleeds caused by the agoraphobia. Yeah.
They're a good band too. Isn't the singer like I think the singer's our age.
I like Cephalic.
Yeah, they got like three singers now, but they did a split with Convergence too, I think.
Hell yeah.
Sweet.
Are there members of All Pigs Must Die that's in that band? I know Converge.
I don't know. I know like Gorefuck and Nosebleed, they didn't have a drummer. I think they play shows now, but they've always been
a touring band.
No, they never toured up until recently. They had a drum machine that was programmed by Scott Hall. And then, now they
Scott Hall, the wrestler?
No.
My bad.
Yeah, now I think they have Adam Jarvis playing for them.
From Egg Destroyer.
Yeah. Misery Index.
I haven't listened to Pig Destroyer in years.
They just dropped a new
Slave
song.
One?
Yeah. Amazing shit.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You know, it's funny. Dustin and I were in a vinyl store and saw a EP.
Old
7-inch.
Yeah,
from Slave One. And I was like, what the fuck?
We never played with them back in the day, but I remember them. Their name went around a lot.
Well, that's the thing. That's kind of what you guys remind me of as a band like Slave One, because they used to do kind of the same thing. They'd play venues that were under the radar type shit, did their own thing, and played house parties.
The only place
they were awesome.
I always
saw
them playing that was big was Trees.
And that's another band that did. They knew how to fucking do the DIY.
Yeah.
You got to figure that shit out.
Yeah, Slave One was the best for a while.
Yes, sir.
So real quick, since let's stick with the Star Wars Bounty Hunter theme here.
Hell yeah.
The other night.
Bosk.
That's what I was going to say. He's my fave.
We're standing there. I'm buying merchandise at the Converge booth. And the guy's like handing me Bosk merchandise. And I was like, he goes, this is my band, check them out. And I was like, this is your band?
Guy.
I was like, dude, I fucking love this album. This was my favorite album like last year when it came out. I love this Bosk disc. And he's like, oh man, cool. And then he took all the merch away from me. So and I was kind of disappointed.
Here's my weird thing about that.
I didn't know it was a band. I'm going to check them out.
Is it spelled exactly the same way?
Yep.
See, this is what drives me nuts. Slave One, didn't they quit or were threatened to change their name?
And so was Mos Eisley.
Yeah.
Boss Isley was too.
So is Bosk just under the radar, you think? But they're on a major label. Or not a major, but they're on a label.
I didn't know they were still together.
Bosk?
Oh,
or Slave
One?
Bad.
I was talking about Slave One.
No, that's the thing. I heard that Slave One, I don't know what happened with them, but I thought that they got hit up to change their
name.
The deal. Like a
cease
and desist or something.
Here's the deal.
That's probably true.
It probably was a big deal when Lucas owned everything.
Yes,
but now that Disney does, they're probably just like, meh, I'm not going to go after it.
Like Mos Eisley, they changed too. Weren't they local?
And that's because they had a... They just became Isley on their own.
Right.
Because they got hit by a letter by Lucas.
That's what I thought.
Because Lucas was a fucking hard ass.
If you used to ask them at shows, ask the girls from Isley, they would show you the letter. They carried it around to every show, and they would show people, here's the letter we got from Lucasfilm about using the name.
It just meant he knew he was going to sell that shit to somebody eventually.
So I wonder if back in the day, if there was a position at Lucasfilm that was like, you're the investigator. You're the
there's got to be.
Quality
there is,
control
there's
that
one at
goes
WWE.
Around and looks around.
There's
everywhere.
One at every sporting
yes.
thing.
Like WWE, they got to make sure that the ring
it's
names
not
aren't
by
being
Box?
Stolen.
See, I thought all the stuff that's done on, like, all these streams and stuff and all, like, YouTube, I thought that was all controlled by bots.
No,
like,
no,
almost
no.
like bots.
At the sporting...
Like, there's trigger words.
The sporting teams, the sports teams around here,
uh-huh.
they have someone, and I know them for every single team here, that goes and looks for indiscrepancies.
For bad, for non-trademarked, like...
People
not,
using the Cowboys name
right.
or the...
Licensed. Unlicensed stuff.
Or selling
the
merch
Maverick
with
stuff.
Cowboys on
see,
it.
See, I wonder how far they take it because you just went on a cruise. Did you go to some ports where there was weird like surfboards with Dallas Cowboy stars and San Francisco? I did.
I didn't see anything.
Cozumel, I saw a shit ton. And I was like, how are they getting away with that? Because I guarantee you that little vendor is making a ton of money because it was on the main pier. The main...
drag?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got you.
The place that I was telling you that's owned by Carnival and Royal Caribbean.
Yeah.
So it's bad on those guys. If they're making money off a fucking thing that is trademarked, copyrighted.
Ooh, that's a good point. Maybe Royal Caribbean and Carnival just came in and bought everything that sold on that pier.
That,
or that shipping be. That shipping dock.
And paid the copyrights.
Yeah.
So maybe. The secret is, hint, hint, is you always say you've never made money doing something while using a...
Exactly.
name that might belong to a certain owner of a sports team.
So does that mean if we ever make money with this podcast, we got to change the name?
If you do a cover song and you don't want to pay them.
We don't talk about making money. We've made money, but we don't talk about it.
Well, now we got to give all the money that we made right
no,
back
I didn't
to them because you just said it.
I didn't hear none of that shit.
I ain't heard it.
Did you y'all was. Hear that?
No.
I didn't hear it either.
Well, you know the what? Money we've made has been in lap dances, so.
Yeah.
So he can't come after us for weed and lap dances?
You can't go. We're using a public figure.
Okay.
The copyright laws are weird, but a public figure's name is being used in conjunction with a tragedy.
Like Jesus.
And can't come after us. But if
Jerry
we
Jones
said
Jesus,
if we said we're the Dallas Cowboys,
we'd be lying.
Post game podcast,
then we'd get in some hot water.
Or you know, we're the Mavericks podcast. I know a guy that had to change his entire business plan around because he was Maverick-centric.
I wasn't even allowed to call my Kung Fu club the Haltom City Wing Chun Club.
Because of Wing Chun?
No, because of Haltom City.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was something I learned today, and I forgot where I heard it. The I Heart New York logo.
It's trademarked.
I'm sure it is.
Anything that's I Heart... is trademarked to New York. So if you put I Heart LA,
it's theirs.
They have to pay, whoever makes it has to pay money
to
New
I
York.
Heart New-
so oh, I heard on Kevin Smith's podcast.
Okay, so does I Heart Radio have to pay
like
I Heart New York
Honky
money?
Tonk Man.
It's not a location or two letters.
Okay.
There's ways around everything, but yeah.
Who's your favorite wrestler, Stubbs?
My favorite?
Yeah.
Man, see, I was a... The Sportatorium. I was a fan of the Sportatorium and all that old school.
Did you like Bruiser Brody?
Yeah, but I was a Von Erich freak because my grandma was.
Me too.
I loved Fritz Von Erich. My favorite Von Erich was Kerry Von Erich.
Me too, and Kevin.
And
I like both of those
guys. I like Kevin, but Kerry was my favorite.
Yes, sir.
And I love the Iron Claw. My favorite villain was Missing Link. Oh, yeah. I love the Missing Link.
Dude, I just saw Missing Link tag team with fucking Bruiser Brody. It was awesome. Yeah.
That's random. That's a random question. Yeah. But yeah.
Not for me. That's not random for me.
What was the old name that the Sportatorium, all those guys, the Freebirds and them were under? What was it called? It was not, wasn't WWE. It was WF or something?
There was a NWA. There was a WCCW.
WNBA or WNBA.
There was the National Wrestling Association. And then there was World Class Championship Wrestling.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the one I watched.
When we were kids, Channel 39.
Iceman
King Parsons and Gentleman Chris Adams.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Did you ever go see a concert at the Sportatorium?
No.
Oh, do they have concerts there?
I saw Ministry there.
Oh, damn.
The Beastie Boys there.
Fuck yeah.
I think Tool played there too, didn't they?
I never saw Ministry a few times, but never the Sportatorium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the EWA, the thing they're building is like a new Sportatorium.
Oh, really?
Because most of the local wrestling associations and promotions, they travel through the VFWs and they travel through local places.
Yeah.
The EWA that I'm wrestling with is going to have a new type of building, a new Sportatorium, just to promote our shows and have our shows in.
There was a wrestling organization that was hitting up bands that, and I was thinking about submitting the spectacle because...
Ring of Honor?
No, I can't remember the name of the organization, but that band that we had in, that metal band we had in a few months ago, out of that big one from Fort Worth, the... band.
I wish
Dispositions.
I could help. Oh, okay.
Dispositions were involved in with it or something.
All right, so the last show I saw there was 92. It was Ministry, Sepultura.
Oh, my God, that's
that
awesome.
That was the show Helmet was supposed to play, but Helmet got in a car wreck, so it was just Sepultura and Ministry, and they went extra time.
Do you guys remember Quicksand?
Yeah. Remember, love Quicksand.
Wait. Yeah.
I think...
Helmet reminded me of them. Sorry.
I saw something about Quicksand recently.
I didn't mean to throw like, you off. Sorry, dude.
They're going
to...
Something about Quicksand...
I remember them when I was in high school. Man, they were awesome.
I'm going to nerd out real quick while we're doing.
So that was December 15th. November 19th, the Beastie Boys were there.
What year was that?
1992.
Fucking A. And then, I was fucking 16.
You ready for this? 74, Bruce Springsteen, Johnny Cash.
Hell yeah. I didn't even realize the Sportatorium had fucking shows.
I think I heard the ticket
shows.
Do something about all the badass
Blood,
shows
Sweat,
that
and Tears, David Allen Coe.
Hell yeah.
Johnny Cash did a ton of shows there.
Fuck yeah.
Roy Orbison, Elvis, Jimmy Newman.
Dude, the Horrifics used to play a VFW in Oklahoma. Elvis used to play.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Fats, Domino.
Hell yeah.
If Elvis played.
I'm looking. We'd have to go back. Well, we're in the 50s now, and
so probably not.
Bo Diddley, Carl Perkins.
Dude, I didn't realize that. I didn't know that.
Little Richard.
Dude, they tore it down.
There you are. 1955, Elvis Presley.
That's what I thought.
On September 3rd, July 23rd.
I'm pretty sure the ticket told me.
June 18th. And.
Thanks, ticket.
May 29th, May 28th, April 16th. All of 1955 was Elvis Presley. The first band that listed there was May 4th, 1949, Hank Williams.
Nice.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's badass.
Dude,
place,
that's
man.
Cool history. I didn't know that shit.
Awesome. Did they not have a historical marker or something down there?
They tore it's that just, shit it's just, down.
It's yeah, gone. They tore it down, but is there no marker or anything there?
No.
There totally should be.
Joey Ramone didn't play there.
But Ministry was the last show there. Ministry.
He might have.
I wish.
Ministry was a show where the floor caved in. Like a piece of it
just
fell.
I saw Ministry a couple times, but it was in Dallas. That one theater out there, Granada.
Yeah, that's a badass. I love watching shows at the
Granada. And I love Ministry. Jeez.
Ministry's awesome.
What else you got, man? We done?
I think so, man. I think we're done.
Hey, I think we pulled it off.
You guys got anything you want to promote? Yeah, one thing real quick. If y'all like Ministry, look up Al's letter to his father on Father's Day.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit, you will cry. It's awesome.
Oh, really?
Al's a good person. It's a great thing. You will just break out in tears. Look it up.
If you want to hear something else badass from that camp, look up the Palehead CD.
Ah, okay.
Him and Ian McKay from Fugazi.
Cool.
Got together and did a record. It's pretty badass.
Have you seen the new shit, Surgical Meth Machine?
I have.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm Invisible. That's good.
That shit is insane.
Yeah, I love it. I love Al. Uncle Dave. Al's the best.
Isn't he a Texas musician?
He recorded out in El Paso, I know for sure.
He had a fucking ranch out there. Yeah. He got fucking put in jail for having cocaine in El Paso.
But I don't think he... Yeah, he's from Chicago. I think he moved there.
Yeah, but a couple of those other douchebags came here from, and left.
From ministry?
No, on that list.
Everybody in that list was born here.
Okay.
I think Al was a transplant.
Yeah, I think he's from Cali, maybe. Maybe up north somewhere.
I think
he might have been Chicago.
I think it was Chicago.
Yeah.
Good God.
Thanks, Dustin.
All these fucking ministry shows. I'm looking
at. He was born in Cuba.
Oh, he's a Cuban.
He was born in Cuba.
Al was?
Yep.
Born in Havana.
Uncle Al. Love you, buddy.
And then he went to Chicago.
He's not dead, Corey. He's a pastor.
I don't know. He's his dad.
But for some reason, he hears that shit.
He talks about his dad a lot. His dad adopted him.
I thought you were doing the...
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Because, yeah, his last name
I just really like Al.
Yeah. Man, all right, tell us about what y'all got coming up, and then we're going to end this bad boy and go drink beer.
Hell yeah.
Sounds good.
Heavily.
Who wants to talk?
You.
We got a new full length coming out. We're working on that right now, working on the writing. We'll have two videos before then, two videos off the EP.
You got a date you're shooting for?
For the long play, not yet. We're still in the writing process. Hopefully sometime mid-next year. But, yeah. 13 awesome. Songs, Majestic Desolation.
What about shows? You got anything lined up for shows?
We're working on a couple shows out of town. Austin, San Antonio with the guys in Clacks.
Maybe one in Denton next month.
Cool.
Maybe, yep, one in Denton next month. We have a band coming in from San Antonio in October. They're on tour. We'll be playing with those guys. Venue to be determined. But yeah, staying busy.
Sounds good, man.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Okay, one quick question about your shows, though.
What the fuck is this on TV real quick?
Taekwondo.
So what's the first?
Martial arts dancing.
People that are into you guys that listen to our podcast and hear y'all, where do they find out where you're going to be playing locally? Is the best place to go Bandcamp or Facebook?
Probably Facebook. Facebook.com/TheHorrifics.
If you're friends with us, you'll see it because we start sending out stuff early.
Well, gentlemen. Thanks for hiding from the
appreciate
with
you guys.
Us.
Dude, we appreciate
y'all.
Thank
you guys.
Appreciate
for
you guys, man.
I'm glad we got to fight through all the pop and bullshit that's coming off the jukebox loud as fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's nice. 817, baby.
Yeah.
Well, it's all good.
Next time we'll try to sit right underneath, directly underneath the speaker.
Oh, yeah.
Try to make this loud as shit.
I think we should just mic it. We'll mic it. The speaker. Yeah, wherever it's coming from, we'll find it and mic it.
Y'all got a song I want to close out with?
What do y'all want to hear? Transylvanian Rose, or what do y'all want to hear?
The Phosphorescent?
Holden Kirsch, or
There's a meeting going on?
The first one, please.
The decision is?
Phosphorescent Paradox.
There we go.
And that's what we're closing out with. Well, no, we're the Jerry Jones Town Massacre, and you can email us at jerryjonestownmassacre@gmail.com. You can call us at 682-593-JJTM. You did
I
not
check the emails, and someone's saying that I cut a fart.
But
in the middle of the show, the black metal show.
Black metal.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we got an email saying that I farted.
I don't know, but I'm still getting text messages about Abascus, and it was Stubbs. So that's kind of fun. People are a week or two behind. So anyway. We're out of here. See you next week. Oh, next week is our 5-year anniversary show.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! We got to throw this out because we're not going to be doing it on Tuesday night because we're going to the International Champions Cup at AT&T Stadium. Yeah, and we're going to watch some soccer.
Take my ticket.
Why?
Because I can't pay
football.
For it. Things are expensive.
With an FUT, motherfucker.
Let's talk to Seth and see if he wants to go.
He won't want to go. But you got to go because we're going to broadcast from out there. And then
I might have to meet you after.
We're going
to
do our show on Wednesday at the temple with Cruella. So Cruella is going to be our anniversary band. And hopefully they pee all over my lawn.
Sweet.
We'll see. It needs watering.
They already did.
It's dying. Well, it's dying. So I need more water.
Yeah. So. Jessica, her pee is very fertilizing.
It does.
Yeah.
Fertilizes. Areas. All right, we're getting out of here.
Areas and stuff.
And
try
things.
To kill girls.
All right, later. One finger fist.